Blog Talk Radio.
August 1st, this is Angela Joy. I'm here with you tonight to start out with the month of August. Hallelujah. Just made it in from out of town and running a little behind. Had to run in here and take care of some things. My dogs have been, well, I have one dog, but somehow someone decided they wanted to give me another one. Had to come in here and try to get them situated. I kind of keep them under lock and key when I'm out of town and they're in the house alone. So anyway, I made it in tonight, trying to get phones charged so we don't lose connection during the show. And glad to be here. Hey, I made it in. What do you know? I am in here, guys. It is August 1st. Glad to be here with you tonight and to start off this month with Prophetic Grace Network's shows as we move on into the other part of the year. Hey, it's already August 1st. Wow, can you believe that? It's August 1st. And we are still expecting God to do some things this year. Maybe you're still expecting God to do some things this year. You haven't seen them yet. First part of the year is already gone. Can you believe that? 2021 is halfway over, and we're still believing God. Aren't you? I am. I am believing God. And so if you're just coming on, running a little late, like I said, I was out of town, got in here, had a few things I had to take care of before I got on the air, and I just praise God for being able to make it. So just want to talk to you a little bit. I'm going to be waiting for everybody to try to get on here tonight. I don't know, probably didn't go out until late because it's kind of an unscheduled program for me tonight. But you know what? Nothing is unscheduled and unplanned with God. Everything has its time, its purpose. God has a specific reason and a set timing for things. I was just talking to someone about that recently. You know, it may not be our timing, but we know that it's God's timing. And his timing is that he is never late. He is always on time. He's always, when we think we're behind, he's always on time. When we think we're ahead, he's always on time. So if we're moving too fast and we've gotten ahead of God, we need to get in sync with what God is doing in that time. If we're running behind God, we need to catch up and we need to get in sync with God. Get in sync with what he's doing. Get in sync with what he's releasing. Get in sync with the atmosphere that's being created by the words that we speak. You know, we speak a lot of things out of our mouth, and we sometimes wonder why situations and circumstances end up the way they do. Well, we really do have to watch what we say, and we have to make sure it lines up to what God is doing in that season in our life and in, you know, the world. So we need to be sensitive to that. We really do. And so, like I said, I've been talking to someone about that recently and how we really want the will of God. Sometimes, you know, I'm in a situation right now where I'm looking at some things and I'm thinking to myself, you know, God, I really need to know that you're speaking. I really need to know that you're directing me in this area. And I don't want to get ahead of you. I don't want to get behind you. I want to be in sync with what you're doing with some situations. And it's almost like I felt the Spirit of the Lord say to me, you know, just rest in me. and I will handle it. There are things that need to be done that you're not going to be able to do in your natural and in your flesh, or if you do, you got to mess it up. So just rest in me and let me handle it. I know everything that's going on with you. I know what I have planned for you. And so all you need to do is just rest in me and be obedient, to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you so that you can be in sync with what I'm doing with you in this particular time. And the things that I'm doing, you just got to that, you know, when you speak the word and when you read the word and when you look into the word of God, that you're in sync with what the word is saying and you're in sync with the Spirit of God and what the Spirit of God is doing. And so, yeah, people, you know that scripture that says it's the little foxes that destroy the vine. You know, God dealt with me recently about some things. I had been, you know, really, you know, kind of slacking off into a few things. And, you know, it was like the Lord chastised me. He says, you know, and they're not nothing major. I mean, it's nothing like we say, oh, that's just crucial. But, you know, really anything and everything is crucial with God when you're trying to walk out this thing with God, when you're trying to be obedient. And then that scripture came to me about the little foxes, you know, the little things that we ignore, the little things that creep in, the little things that we're not giving the attention that God is saying give the attention to, the little things that we're not being obedient to, those open the door for the enemy to come in and sabotage what God is doing in your life because he is sneaking in. He's a sneak, y'all. I'm telling you, the devil is a sneak, and he will try to find a crack to just like the serpent, this slivery, you know, slimy thing, going to just slide up in situations. Why? Because we're not giving the attention that's necessary to the little things, the things that we think, oh, that's not really important. When it comes to integrity, when it comes to living a life that honors God, when it comes to being a light in darkness, when it comes to people watching your life, you know, when you're naming the name of Christ, they're watching you. They're observing you. And even if they can't see what's going on, God always knows what's going on. So God really dealt with me. Nothing major, you know, just little things, you know, watching my time, maybe, you know, sometimes when I'm at work, you know, being focused and staying on task the way I need to and not being distracted, you know, and opening a door for the enemy to come in and say, well, you know, you didn't do that. You know, don't open the door for the enemy. Let's stay on the straight and narrow as much as possible when it comes to what God is telling us to do. Obedience is what we need to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We will have to sacrifice something when you don't walk in obedience. And so the Lord really was speaking with me about that this week, about, you know, walking in the light of obedience and integrity, even when no one's looking, because God is always watching. He always sees. There's nothing that gets past him. And like I said, there's nothing I was trying to get past God or anything like that, but I'm just very mindful of, you know, of my walk with God, because I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss my blessing. I don't want to miss what God has in store for me. I just don't want to, I don't want to put myself in a position of missing anything that God has for me. And so I'm just encouraging everyone tonight, because the last few days, you know, I really thought about that a lot. And I thought about, like, you know, Lord, I know you are faithful and I know that you're just. And I know you have mercy and the mercies are new every morning. And I know that you realize that we're walking in, you know, flesh, and we're battling some things that we, you know, that just comes with being in the flesh, walking out this world in the flesh. And I know you understand that. But everything that we are being made aware of, God will bring things to your attention. And he will tell you, wait a minute, you're slacking in that area. You need to tighten that thing up. And you need to tighten it up because you have an adversary. You have an enemy that goes to and fro in the earth,
seeking who he can devour. He is not going to slack up on you. So don't you slack up on the things of God. Don't you slack up on being obedient. Don't you slack up in doing the things that I've called you to do, and the path that I've told you to walk, and the people I've told you to be in connection with, and the things I've told you to speak. Don't slack up on it, because the enemy's not going to slack up on you. He is going, people, to and fro in the earth. He's looking for a way in to your life, you know. And you might think, oh, you know, that really doesn't matter. It matters. It really does matter. Everything matters. And so we do really need to stay focused on what we've been placed here in this earth to do. God's given you something to do. You know, be faithful to it. God's called you to be with people that he's assigned you to. Be faithful to it. You know, God's called you to work and walk in a certain manner. Be faithful to it. Put your hand to the plow. Don't let go. Don't let the enemy tell you something opposite of what the Word of God says about something, and you do it. You know, you lean to that. We're not to lean to our own understanding, but we're to lean to the ways of the Lord, and the ways of the Lord sometimes we may not even comprehend or can completely understand. But we do have the Holy Spirit to put us in a way of being mindful of the things that we do, to get us back on track. He'll get us back on track. All we have to do is just submit. The Word also lets us know, submit to the Lord. Submit. That's when we are being given and endowed with the power to resist. You know, a lot of people like to say the scripture, you know, resist the devil. You know, we can't resist the devil in our own strength. We are flesh and blood. We can't resist him. He's cunning. He can come beautiful. He can come slick. He can come slimy. He can come like an angel of light. But he's not. So that's why we can't lean to our own understanding. And that's why we can't resist the enemy in our own strength. The first part of the scripture says we've got to submit to God. Why do we need to submit to God? So we will be able to be empowered with what we need to resist the devil. And my goodness, he will have to flee, because he is not greater than God. He is not. And so we need to realize it's not in our own strength that we're doing this thing. We're doing this thing by the power of God that's in us, downloaded in us. Because we've accepted Jesus, we're blood bought. Hallelujah. We're children of the Most High God. We've been washed in the blood of Jesus. We've been sanctified, hallelujah, by the word and by the washing of the word. We are made righteous through Christ Jesus, not in our own strength, but through him, only through him. And so that's why we've got to submit, because we can't resist the devil in our own strength. Do you understand me? Do you know that, you know, there are religions that walk around and, you know, they're letting you know that, well, we got this. And hey, it's not about you. It's about God and about Jesus living in me, because he's the power that I need to go forth and do what he has called me to do. What devil trick you, making you think you all that on a bag of chips? Because you're not. I'm not. But he is. Hallelujah. He is. Glory be to God. You know, it was a kind of a long day today. And, you know, I got in here and I didn't, you know, hadn't planned to be on the show. And so I came in here and I was, you know, kind of going through some things that that I, in my mind, what I had gone through today. I went to over to my son's house or a place over in Savannah and Tybee Island. So I've been at the beach, and I had the grandkids. It's the last weekend before school starts here. So I kind of told them, I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to plan a little trip, you know, just for the day. So we can go over and, you know, have some fun at your uncle's house and go to the beach maybe. And so that's what I did. And so I went over to Tybee Island and hung out, you know, most of the day and just got back in. And you know, and so I was like, you know, I got the message about the show. I was like, you know, God, it's your strength anyway that I'm doing this. It's not mine. I mean, I could be well rested, but if it's not what God wants to be have done, then it can just be a mess. So I'm not going to rely on my own strength anyway, God. I'm going to rely on you. So that's how I got here tonight. I said, I'm relying on Jesus. And that's what I have to do every time I get on here. I have to rely on Jesus. And I want you to know it's not about anything that I can do, but it's about what God can do and what he will do when he has a submitted vessel. Well, y'all, I'm just talking. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray over the show, over the people who are on here. And, Father, we just thank you tonight for Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you for Prophet Randy Chandler, and we thank you for his wife, Julie, who's assisting him in this ministry. Lord, she's behind the scenes, but she's not behind your scenes. Ha! Glory be to God. You see it all. And so, Lord, we just thank you tonight for what you're going to do. We thank you for the ministers that come on a regular basis and, you know, do what God has called them to do here as a part of this network. So, Lord, we just pray for them. We pray for the prophetic to continue to flow through and out of the mouths of those that you have set here to be a part of what God is doing. And, Lord, I just bless the people tonight, the ones that are listening, the ones who have called in and want me to stand in agreement with them. I pray, Lord, a special blessing over their life, and I thank you, Lord, for you tonight unveiling and revealing and showing forth your mercy and your grace to a new level in their life that they can see and they can witness about the Lord that they serve, the God that they serve. Lord, we thank you tonight for that. And we just give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hallelujah. And if you're listening by computer or some way, don't know exactly how you got, you know, here or how you happened upon this, you know, things like this, when they happen, I just don't think they just happen. I think it's orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. But if you're listening and you're not sure what's going on here, this is Prophetic Grace Network. You can call in at 319-527-6027. And this is Angela Joy. I'm out of Georgia, and many ministers come on from different places, and they minister here as well on PGN along with and to assist Prophet Randy Chandler. So if you are listening and you want to call in, it's 319-527-6027, and press 1. That'll put you in the queue so I can see that you are wanting prayer or wanting me to stand in the gap with you for somebody or something or for yourself. So just press 1, and I will be able to see that you are there and you want me to agree with you. So, you know, tonight I'm going to go ahead and play a song real briefly. I'll be right back, and we're just going to believe God's going to do what he needs to do tonight. Amen. And all of you all are out there listening, you know, I always encourage everyone to be prayerful about, you know, the situations that are being mentioned here. We want to see victory, and we want people to call back and let us know that God has moved again in their lives. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song. It's called Fill Me Up, and by Tasha Cobb, and Lord, we definitely need you to fill us up. Hallelujah.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it, raise it. Devotion. Up inside.
Amen. Fill us up, God. Fill me up. Excuse me. Tonight, you know, like I said, I ran in here. Sometimes, you know, you feel like you're running on empty. But, you know, that's when we're running in our own strength. We've got to run with the strength of God. We've got to let the Spirit of God, you know, sometimes, you know, you get involved with things and you're tired and you're weary. But I can say truly there have been times I've gotten on here on PGN and I've been tired. And by the time I get on here and I start talking and believing, you know, and speaking the Word of God and believing what He's saying, it's just like I get a resurgence of something. You know, it's like the Spirit just endows me with power. So we need the Spirit of God to fill us up, even when we feel like we're not running on empty. But when we are on empty, we know where we can get our help from, and it's from the Lord. And so tonight, just look to God to fill you up in those dry places, those places that you feel like are barren, those places where you feel like no fruit is being produced. Ask the Lord to fill you up, to strengthen you, to endow you with the power of the Holy Spirit so you can continue on in this race. I just want to mention a couple things, and then I'm going to start taking calls because I got on here a little bit late. But I do want to encourage you all in this. I feel like this is something that's kind of pressing right now, and we as believers, we need to tighten it up, you know, sometimes. And I just want you to really focus in on what you've asked God to do for you. Whatever it is that you've asked God to do for you, take an inventory of your life and ask yourself, have I been faithful with that which God has already given me to be a good steward over? And God will reveal some things to you. He did to me with me this last week, but that's kind of been on my heart. Have I been faithful with the things that God has already given me before I begin to look to Him to give me more? You know, it's just like a child. You know, when we have children and, you know, little Johnny says, hey, Ma, you know, can I have this and that and whatever, you know, and I want that for my birthday, or I want that as a gift for Christmas. And you ask little Johnny, say, well, little Johnny, you know, hey, have you been faithful to do the things that I've asked you to do throughout the year, you know, leading up to this day that you're expecting these gifts? You know, have you been faithful to take out the trash? Have you been faithful to be humble and obedient and respond to me in the way that you should? Have you watched over the things that I have given you charge over and made sure that they were taken care of? Have you done that, little Johnny? You know, so if you haven't done that, don't expect me to give you a place of authority over something else when you haven't really been a good steward over what you already have. And so it was almost like the Lord was really ministering that to me this week, you know, saying, just continue to steward the things that I've given you. Not that I can really say there's a lot that I'm doing that, you know, is not what I believe God is wanting me to do. But it put me in check, you know. Are you doing what I've called you to do? Are you faithful to that which I have put your hand to the plow to? Are you doing those things? And once you fall in line, and I see that you're responsible enough to take care of what I've already given you charge over, then that will automatically get the attention, my attention, to say, oh, it's time for a promotion. It's time for elevation. It's time for you to move into a greater place of authority. It's an opportunity for me to open up a place for you to walk in a greater anointing, because I'm going to give you greater responsibilities concerning the kingdom of God. So we have to look at our lives, and we really have to say, God, am I faithful with that which you've already told me to do? And if I'm not faithful with what you've already told me to do, I really shouldn't even be looking for you to do anything, you know, for me that would give me great authority if I'm not taking care of that which you've already given me authority over. And God is grace His grace is sufficient. There are things that, you know, I know it's just by the favor of God that we've walked into some places and we've been in some situations, but that was because of the grace of God. But we have to realize that, you know, God will look at things according to our maturity in him. And some things that we were able to get away with 10 years ago, we're not going to get away with them now because God knows we should be at a level of maturity where we will understand that we don't need to expect God to keep treating us like a baby on milk when we should have moved up and graduated up to meat and be able to help somebody else as we grow in him. So that was really kind of on my heart this week as I was thinking about some things. And, I, you know, not that I could really say a whole lot about some things that I felt like I've fallen off on, but it was just, you know, put me in check as far as, okay, let me look at my life and let me see, am I lining up? Am I doing the things that God has called me to do with a faithfulness, that I have to have to expect God to do something else? So let's just do that, folks. Let's just do what we need to do so we can go where we have to go and we can get what we need to get so that he will open the door so we can see the people we need to see. Why? Because it's about the building of the kingdom of God. And that's the first and foremost important thing. Be concerned about the building of the kingdom of God. And it starts with us. It starts with us. Hallelujah. Where you're listening and you do want prayer, please press 1. That'll put you in the queue for me to see that you're there. And we're going to go ahead and start praying. Just want to also encourage everyone to continue to pray for PGN. You know, there are a lot of things that are changing and some things have transpired over the last few weeks with PGN. I don't get to really listen to the show much during the week because I do work in the evenings, and sometimes when I take my break or if it's really slow, I'll have it on low and I'm listening and I can kind of hear. But most of the time, I don't really hear the show during the week. And so, but I did hear a little bit the other night. So really, let's keep PGN lifted up. Let us continue to believe that God is going to open doors for PGN and that we are positioned for God to use us to touch the lives of many, that God is positioning PGN to touch the lives of many, and that new doors will open up, new avenues touching the lives of the people who are listening will open up for PGN. That let's pray that, you know, there's a special anointing upon PGN to do some things that some other ministries didn't do. I don't know, I can't say why or what, but I do know that there's a uniqueness about the ministries of PGN. I know that there is, and I'm just looking forward to what is to come, and I'm just thanking God in advance for the people that he's going to connect and that he is connecting to Prophetic Grace Network to get the job done for the glory of God. And that the people that have been connected with PGN, they are people that I have sent and the ministers that are serious about making sure that God is put on display and not man. And that is so awesome to be a part of a ministry where God is put on display and not man. We're just his handiwork doing his work. Hallelujah. Because he's graced us to that point. Nothing to get proud and lifted up about. Nothing for that. But for the glory of God is what it's all about. So thank God for you all tonight. I just thank God for you all being here tonight. I thank you as you pray for me tonight. Like I said, I just ran in from out of town and been out on the beach. And man, that sun was hot for a while. And kind of got a little drained. And then I got in here and, hey, there's a need for, you know, someone to host the show. So, hey, I'm here, guys. I'm here because God has really dealt with me about obedience and about putting your hand to a plow and not taking it off until God says it's over. All right? So I put my hand to the plow at PGN, and as much as I can do to move in here and do what God has called me to do, I'm going to be willing to do it. Amen? Because God blesses obedience, and he blesses faithfulness. And, you know, I'm going to veer off a little bit. You know, if you've got a job that you're not happy with and that, you know, you're kind of not feeling too good about the job, be faithful to what God has given you to be faithful to. And watch God move on your behalf. Watch him change situations when he sees that you are faithful with that which you're not even fond of doing, when you don't even have a desire too much to do. Just be faithful, faithful, and watch God move, because he can see that he can trust you with a little bit, and it'll open doors for much. Hallelujah. God wants to open doors for much for you. It's not like he's trying to withhold anything from you. God desires that you have, and he desires that you eat the good of the land. When you are obedient, that's what the word says. We will eat the good of the land when we are faithful and when we are obedient, when God can trust us to be faithful to that little thing that God has given us to be a steward over. That little thing that just keeps coming up in my spirit tonight, being faithful. Faithful with the little things, even if you don't even like them, but God placed you there for a reason. You don't know who you might be affecting by your walk with God, how people are watching you. Maybe it's not even about the job duties themselves as much as it is that God has placed you there to put him on display so you can get somebody's attention and lead them to Jesus. Maybe it's not even about so much the duties of the job, but it's that you're positioned there to bring somebody out of darkness and into light because of the light that you brought up in that place. It may not be about that job duty, but it's about the light that you brought up into darkness so that Jesus would be put on display. So don't focus in on, I don't like this job. It's not this. It's not that. I want another job. Or I'm doing this, and I want to do something different. Be faithful where God called you. And when he sees that your heart is right, he will make a way. He will open doors. He will shut things off from you that will try to be a distraction and a hindrance when he sees that you are faithful to that which he's called you to do, because you don't know why you're up in there. You don't know why you've been placed there. It may be something you don't even enjoy doing, but because somebody is going to cross your path, that God needs their path to cross yours so that they can see Jesus on display. Hallelujah. I hope that really, really, really encourages somebody tonight. Don't start focusing in on that. Focus in on there's a purpose and there's a plan and there's a reason that God has me here in this season, at this time, and at this place, because he's doing something. And God, I'm willing to let you do it through and in me. Hallelujah. Not about the benefits of the company, their benefit plan. Don't you know the benefits of God far outweigh the benefits of natural man at a job? But when we're doing what God has called us to do, the benefit plan of God far outweighs any corporate situation. Tell me he won't make things happen when the favor of God is on your life and you are obedient to follow through and do what God has called. Well, hallelujah. I don't know who needed that tonight. I know I did. Glory be to God. So we're going to move on. Well, I sense that it's time to move, you know, as the word lets us know, when the angel stirred the water, the man who sat by the pond, you know, forever, you know, it looked like for him. And every time the angel came by and stirred the water, he said he had nobody to help him get in there so he could get his healing. Well, tonight I decree and I declare The angel is stirring the water, and I'm here to help us get in. Hallelujah. To get what God had for us tonight. Glory be to God. I feel a stirring going on. Glory be. Hallelujah. Well, let's start here with 251-342. And who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Latrice Angela Joy calling from Alabama. How are you?
Yep. Hallelujah, Latrice. Thank you. it is well, Latrice. Glory be to God.
Yes,
it is well, Latrice. It is
Hallelujah.
Well. Hallelujah. Well, I just think we just had a little fire in the house. We don't need any extinguishers right now. We need somebody to pump the flame, and I know you're on here to pump the flame, Latrice. You're going to fan the flame, Latrice. You're on here to fan the flame, Latrice. Hallelujah. You're on here to fan the flame. My God, Latrice, God has called you to fan the flame. Hallelujah. My God, when there is a little ember burning over there and it looks like it's not much of anything going on, my God, Latrice, because of the worship, because of the praise, because of the adoration that you have for the Lord that just kind of just comes up out of nowhere, it's to fan the flame in somebody's life, hallelujah, to let them know that God is in control, hallelujah. We're fanning the flame. You are a fan flamer. What is it? What is a a fire fan flamer? What? I don't know, but you've got what it takes, Latrice, to fan the fire. Jesus, glory. Continue, Latrice, to fan the flame. Let it burn. Just burn. Just burn. Just burn. My God, until the glory of God is felt in the place. Fan the flames. Hallelujah. My God, glory be to God. And it's all, I mean, I don't know, it seems like I said something to you like this before. I just came out of nowhere. But it's like, oh, my gosh, just fan the flames. You walk in from it, it looks like it's about to go out, Latrice, but you walk up in there and you blow on that thing, my God, and let it just take over, my God, the situation that might seem to be kind of out of whack, hallelujah. Just out of sorts, hallelujah. You walk in there and you just fan the flames of the Holy Spirit that it will move in there. Something will change in there. My God, glory be to God. Carry it up in there, Latrice. Carry it up in there and fan the flames, hallelujah. That all that stuff that's unnecessary will be burnt off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. My God, glory. I just see fire. Fire, fire,
hallelujah.
Fire. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, burning, 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 burning. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Woo. Woo.
Oh,
glory.
God.
Glory. My God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you one thing. I'm getting energetic. Yeah, like I said, when you get in the presence of God, it'll energize you.
Yes, Lord.
It will energize you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My. Woo, glory. Latrice, my God. So how are we doing tonight?
It is well in spite of still in expectation. Of manifestation.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Just believe. I don't care. I'm trying to go on what he said rather than what I see. Because according to man, is not looking good. But I know the man.
Amen.
So it's all right.
It's all right. Yes, it is.
Yes, in spite of
all right. Oh, hallelujah, in spite of. I'm right there with you, Latrice. There are some situations, my goodness, a particular situation. I'm like, but you know what, Latrice, it's so funny that you say that because, you know, some things we look at and you say, oh, that just doesn't, says this doesn't seem to be looking right, you know? And
mm-hmm.
it was almost like, you know, the God had to really just tell me again, it's not what it looks like.
Oh, it's what it's like.
It's not about what it looks like.
Yes,
and so, I mean, I've been sitting here scratching my head, and I say, Lord, you know, you told me this, and you showed me that, and you confirmed this, and you confirmed
mm-hmm.
that, but it ain't looking like what I thought it would look like. You don't be concerned about what it looks like. It's not about what it looks like. And
miracles
so
and wonders.
Yes. Yes,
so
Lord
I believe that it is well.
Amen. And you know what? It's like once you begin to just rehearse that, rehearse what God has said to you, and you tell yourself
mm-hmm.
that over and over again, and you begin to speak that thing and release it into the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
it's got to line up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's got to line up. You know, I always, you know, I like to preface things as, Lord, it be your will. I want it, you know, a certain way. I don't want anything outside of your will. So I preface a lot of my prayers that way. And so when I do, it's like, it's almost like God just says, all right, it's just release it. You already let me know you don't want anything that's not my will, that's contrary to my will. So why wouldn't I do it for you? If it's in
thank
my
you
will,
Lord.
Why wouldn't I do it for you?
It's like
telling me I'm a liar, that when I tell you I will do things according to the will that I have for you, what makes you think I will go contrary to my will?
Amen.
My. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not going to go opposite to what he says.
Neither.
We know it's God's will. All we got to do is stand flat-footed and say, I know it's his will, and it shall be done in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all we can say.
Words shall not return unto him, boy.
It shall not return, boy. We don't need to have something out here lying to us, telling us that it will. Get up out of here, Satan. I don't have time for your lies. I know what the word says. If it's according to the will of God, it's impossible for it not to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a done deal. I mean, it's finished. When he was on the cross, he died. Everything that he did was within the will of the Father. And when he died, he said, it is
finished.
When it comes according to the will, when we pray according to the will of God, we can basically say, it is finished.
Yes, Lord.
It's finished. There's no need to sweat over it. There's no need to worry about it. There's no way to try to figure out how he's going to do it. It's a done deal. It's
mm-hmm.
a finished deal. He finished it on the cross if it's in his will.
Yes. Amen.
My God. So what is it that you need, Latrice, that we need to stand in agreement with you? Because it's according to you, to his will. It's his will. It's finished. It's done.
Lord. Well, I would like for you and the guys to agree with me as testing. I will be testing tomorrow and Tuesday. And I believe in God that it will be well, and I will come out of this semester. And the enemy that I faced this semester, I shall face no more.
Glory. I like that.
Because it is well.
I like that. I like that. I believe it,
and that's enough.
Amen. I like that right there. All right, well, PGN family, you know, I'm so connected with y'all. It's like it's family. I love getting on here. It's family. And so family has family back, you know? And so we're all here in agreement with what Latrice has spoken, what she's believing for, and we're thanking God in advance that it's finished.
Hallelujah.
It's his will, We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise,
yes,
hallelujah, that the testing that she will do, that it will accomplish that which God has put her on this. It's part of her purpose, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. It's a part of her being here. It's the reason, part of the reason you sent her here. And, Lord, when you sent us here, you put us in position and on an assignment and for purpose.
Yep.
And, Lord, we thank you that the purpose will be completed in her life as she moves to the next level in you
thank
and what
Lord.
You assigned her to do on this earth. So, Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We just thank you for what you're
thank
going to do.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for giving her instructions and insight and wisdom as she tests tomorrow. But, Lord, we call
yes.
it forth that she will have everything that she needs, that it will flow, and that she will get the results that is expected, and that she will move on in to another place that you're calling her to after going
hallelujah.
Through this testing. We just give you the glory, God, and we thank you. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And it is so,
hallelujah.
And so it is.
Yes. Amen.
Thank
it is. It is.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He's a good God.
All by
he's
yourself.
He's a good God. And he is faithful. We may find
yes.
people on earth that we come in contact with that aren't. You know, I found them in the church. I found them outside of the church.
Amen.
Really, I found them in both places, and it's kind of
amen.
Sad sometimes when you can't, you have to put the people of God that are sitting up, you know, in a building, in a church, on the same level of people that are outside and never even been in a church.
Uh-huh,
so sometimes that's just the way it is, you know. We just
amen.
Have to keep it moving. We just have
amen.
To keep it moving and just know that we're here to, as ambassadors. As ambassadors.
Thank you, Lord.
For light into darkness. All right, well, Latrice, we are standing in agreement. Julian family, you all heard that. And so we believe in God.
Thank you. With joy.
Yes.
And
you are
welcome. Week.
You too, my sister. You too.
Thank you.
And we just thank God for you being a part of the family. And we're just going to give God the glory when you give God the glory for all that he's done for you and is doing. Amen. Anything
amen.
Else?
That's it. That is
okay.
it.
All right. Well, you just be at peace.
Be blessed.
Go in there and let God use you. All right. Thank God for you calling in. We look forward to talking to you next time. All right. All right. Good night. So we are moving on. Patrice is off of there. Let's go to 478-233. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Janice from Georgia.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Janice. Mm-hmm. Janice, as I was saying your name, hold on a second. Let me just put your number down here so I can keep up here. glory be to God. Janice, as I was answering your call, something just leaped up in my spirit, and I feel like the Lord is saying to me, to say to you, whose report are you going to believe? whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the word of God, the negative report of man? Whose report are we going to believe? And so, Lord, I just pray that over Janice tonight, Lord, that she will believe the report of the Lord. When it looks like that what she's seeing, hallelujah, as I was just saying to Latrice, even if what she's seeing doesn't seem to line up to what you know the report. The report is the word of God. It's already written out for us. It's already given us promises. It's already given us instructions. It's already given us insight and wisdom. It's already given us a roadmap. So when something comes along and it says, or point to an opposite thing from what the report reads, we need to check and say, now, wait a minute. Am I going to believe the report over here, or am I going to believe the report of the Lord? And, Lord, I just speak over Janice tonight that she will believe the report of the Lord. We decree and declare that the report of the Lord says she is healed. We decree and declare that the report of the Lord says she's free. We decree and declare that the word of the Lord says she is the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. She is above and not beneath. Why? Because she's been grafted in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And she is everything that the word of God says that she is, and the other report has got to be null and void, and guess what? We're going to trash that one. Hallelujah. How about trashing the one that doesn't line up to the report of the Lord? Trash it. Right now, Dennis, I want you to just take as a symbol of prophetically of just trashing the devil's lies. That devil's lies do not amount to anything. Just ball it up like it's nothing and just throw it out, because and just prophetically take your hand and just like you widen up a piece of paper that has a bad report on it and take it and just fling it out somewhere, because you're not going to believe that report anymore. You're going to believe the report of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus. Woo! Glory. We're going to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. My Jesus is something else. We don't have time for the lying devil. We got to believe the report of the Lord. We're not wasting any more energy believing some lie that the enemy done conjured up. He's conjuring something up to try to make you believe opposite. So, amen. That's all I got to say, Jan.
Amen.
All right, how you doing?
Amen.
Anything you need prayer for?
No, ma'am, that's fine enough. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. I needed that word. Thank you.
You are welcome, Janice. God bless. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Thank you and good night.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a blessed one. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Man, that just got me laughing. That's funny right there. Glory be to God. Y'all, I'm telling you. It's all right, here we go. All right, 225-454. Wait a minute, hold on a second. 225-454. This is Angela Troy in Georgia. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hi, Karen. Karen's calling y'all from Louisiana. Remember now, y'all, this is teamwork here. Well, these people call in. God's people are calling in. We're in agreement that the things of God will be released tonight. Hallelujah. Over their lives, the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Karen tonight from Louisiana.
Thank God.
I just feel like, you know, I wanted to say just go ahead and laugh at the devil. And I wanted to say, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about what kind of, you know, picture he's trying to paint. You just go ahead and get yourself a good laugh in. Hallelujah. get it in early. So that he already is aware of the fact that you are not stressing over what he's trying to do.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Karen, and get your laugh in now so you can get to give the devil a clue that you are not going to be distressed and in stress by what he's trying to do. Just go ahead.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Just let him know up front. You're not going to be bound by it in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. That you have been set free and that the strength of God is coming through you because of the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that you
Glory
can laugh.
God.
You can go ahead and dance about it. Hallelujah. I just see you just like having a good old time. Hallelujah. With your hands lifted up, with a smile on your face, saying it's a done deal. I will speak the word of God over the situation, and it shall be as the word of God says it should be, because my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask a thing, and I'm believing it. And devil, you might as well just know I'm laughing about it now, and I'm letting you know up front that's just how I feel about it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Woo! Just laugh. I can just sense it all up in you. It's like you got it already in you. Just release it over the situation, the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah.
Hey! Woo! Glory.
Glory to Jesus. Victory
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Victory.
Hallelujah.
Victory is yours, my
hey.
Victory.
Praise God.
Give him a clue that you already know what to do. My God. Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Sometimes he walk around clueless. This time we're going to give you the clue that I already know what to do because God has already given me what I need. Hallelujah. And I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to walk in my joy. I'm going to walk in my peace. And I'm going to shout even before I see the manifestation because it's going to actually cause the manifestation to come on forth because God sees
Praise God.
My heart. And he sees my faith, and he sees my trusting him to do what needs to be done right on time. Hallelujah. Glory be to
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Girl, you got me feeling happy.
Hallelujah. Praise God for that.
Jesus.
God, I'm proclaiming the victory in Jesus' name
Amen.
Over my brother, over my husband,
yes.
in every situation in our lives. We're going to win, and they're going to be at peace, and they're going to be healed, and they're going to be free in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I want to say something along that line to encourage you. You know, I was kind of feeling a little something about my youngest son. You know, he's into kind of music. You know, he makes music. He has a little studio set up and, you know, people come in there and he does videos and, you know, he does the music. I don't know, you know, computer, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was really, he got to the point where we were friends on Facebook, but I think some of his stuff that he's been doing, he didn't want his mama to see. So he kind of defriended me years ago, you know.
Uh-huh.
Cause he's been in music for a while. He's like, he'll be 28 next month. And so, but recently, I got a friend's request again. And so now I'm friends with him again. So I happened to come across something that he had produced. And
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it just really, it hurt my heart, actually, you know, because I didn't raise him like this, you know. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
it was like, ah, where's he getting this stuff from? He didn't hear it up in my house, you know, and, you know, music industry now, it's just, you know, and he has a gift in that, you know. And so, but God gave me the opportunity. I went to the beach today over in Tybee. And Island, and so he rode with me, and we had a good old talk. We had a good talk.
Okay.
It was like God just set it up, and I was able to just release some stuff into him, and to speak some things into him, and I could see God working, and I really didn't have a plan to go today. It was kind of like a spur of the moment. My other son lives over that way, and, you know, normally this one, well, he doesn't go with me, but he went today, and with his two little boys. And so it was like God set up the opportunity for me to just release some things. And one thing about him, he listens to what I say, because I noticed he said on his page one day after my birthday, he said, I just can't, he says, my mom, you know, she just doesn't know how much I am like her. And he said, sometimes it scares me. Because it's almost like he had someone had spoken many years ago, several people, that he has a prophetic call on his life. And when we talk to each other, I can sense that prophetic call on his life, but he's not using it in the arena that I believe God, of course, wants him to use it in. And so he knows that. And so now he's coming to an awakening of who he is. And there's some things I shared with him in the Word of God today that he didn't know was there. And when I gave it to him, it was almost like he was enlightened, like, it was almost like I could sense in the spirit that the veil, like the darkness, was lifted off of him, because he was being enlightened with knowledge that he didn't even have, that I assumed he had. He's been in church all of his life, but he didn't get that. And when I told him that, he was just kind of by what he was hearing, and that, you know, this is the world we live in, and the Bible has already talked about this. And it was just amazing. So I'm just believing, I don't know why I'm telling you that, but I just believe that God will set up some divine appointments for you with your family, with the people that you're praying for, some people that you're believing that God is going to do a work, that he will use that time for you to just speak some things, and those words are going to become like alive to them.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
To just move out of the way, so that the light of God can shine through into their life. So, Lord, we just thank you for that tonight. We just give you the glory and the honor and the praise for her faithfulness and her obedience and for her love for you and her determination to believe the Word of God, even when the enemy is trying to tell her or paint a picture that's contrary to what the Word says. So we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory and honor, and we believe, God, that she will have a testimony about lives changed, situations rearranged for the glory of God. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Well, it sounds like my brother is the person, like, that's similar to your son. And although I haven't really been talking to him, because right now he's in prison. He's been charged with something that he did not do. So I have been, like, really praying hard, speaking a word over him, writing him the Word of God, sending him a Bible, sending him scriptures, telling him to read different things, especially, like, God told me to lay it on my heart for him to read the book of Daniel, because I told him, it's like, he remind me of a modern-day Daniel. And for a long time, like your son, you know, he's done certain things, but he's never fully walked into his true calling and who God has created him to be. And I feel like he's always had a gift on him, but he just haven't tapped into it.
Mm-hmm.
And although the situation may not be great, but I feel like God put him there.
Right.
It was a very small, short season to get his attention to work on him. You know, it might feel like he's in a lion's den right now, but God is protecting him as he protected Daniel.
Amen.
He's going to provide him the favor, and then he's going to provide
Amen.
Him the promotion and elevation, just like he did Daniel. So
Amen.
That's my prayer. Just telling him to pray three times a day, just like Daniel did, and just continue to believe on the Word of God. And his, you know, he wrote me back, and the way he talked was just totally different than I've really heard him talk. So I know God is working on him because he's even talking the word now. But we're going to still continue to pray that the devil release that stronghold and he be released from
Amen.
That place. And he's going to walk in peace and freedom. And he's not going to have the institutionalized mindset. We rebuke that off of me in
Jesus'
name.
Name
no
Jesus.
More, no more.
Yes.
You know, all that's about to be gone. So just believe in God for him. He has court day coming up. So victory is his in Jesus' name. And,
Amen.
You know, just pray it all day long. Never have a moment. Just constantly on my face because I feel like it's really needed in this hour.
Amen. Amen.
But yeah. But God gave you that word for a reason.
Oh, okay. Well, amen. Yeah, because I was like, you know, we always have, you know, when I get to spend, he's very quiet. He doesn't talk a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can be here in the house and I won't even know he's in here. He doesn't say a whole lot, but what I've gathered from the last few times we've had interaction where we're driving and we start talking is that he's more aware of things than I thought he was, you know, and that God is doing and God is showing me that he is doing. And then when he said that, it kind of scared him when he found himself to be like me, you know, more than any of my other kids. I think he's probably more like me. And but it was like he knows that what I speak, I can say when I do speak, he does listen. He does listen.
Thanks, man.
And I believe that's what has caused him to, when I say something to him, and I know after I've spoken to him today, we wrote for about an hour and a half, 2 hours together, and most about 80% of the time we were talking. So, and there and back. And so, I know from what he said, he listens to me, and he will take the words that I've spoken to him today, and he will do an investigation. And I know God will work with him on what he doesn't understand, because he, and so for your, do you want us to know your brother's name so those who are listening and I will be able to call out his name during the week and continue to be in agreement with you about his situation?
Sure. His name is Kenneth.
His name is what now, Kenneth?
Yeah, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Okay. All right. So, guys, you all who are listening, let's lift up Karen's brother, Kenneth, this week. You know, you've heard what the situation is, and he needs an enlightenment to the things of God. And Lord, we just thank you that someone who, you know, I worked in a prison for 8 years. I was a teacher at a prison. Yeah, the oldest prison in Georgia. And I used to taught GED, and I did also, I tested all the inmates that came in to the system there, and at another prison I worked at too. At the same time, I would go between the two. They were right down the road from each other, and I would do testing on the inmates to see, you know, what level of education they were on, so I knew what classes to place them in. And so I know what it's like behind those iron bars, and I know how. But I do know that there are people in there that God will place, because I saw it many times. God placed people in, you know, position and in the pathways of those who were there, and God was trying to get them on track. He will place people.
Mm-hmm.
I was placed there before
people
that were in my class, and many of them would come and tell me, you know, you were in here because I needed to have a godly person around me, and especially a woman, to see how God uses his people.
Mm-hmm.
And that you had, and just, I mean, I had inmates actually tell me, when I come into your room, there's a different feeling in here than in other places. And guess what? My
Bible,
it was right there on my desk, because at the prison that I worked at, I mean, I could pretty much do what I wanted to do. They didn't care as far as, like, you know, even the chaplain was jealous of me. He was mad that the inmates wanted to come in there and have a Bible study, because I would get there a little bit early. They wanted to come in and have a Bible study and discuss some things about the Word of God before they started. Well, these were the ones who were my assistants and my teacher's aides. They wanted to come in there and have a Bible study. He got mad at me and told me I had no right to do that. I said, who says I don't have the right to do it? Because the assistant warden had already given permission for it to be done.
Ooh.
But because he wasn't there because he was trying to deliver a message or live a life that gave light to Jesus, he was just there for a paycheck. And because I wasn't there for just a paycheck, I was there to have somebody know Jesus. He didn't like that at all. And so
yes, I actually
cussed a few inmates out because, you know, they said, what's wrong with it? And he said, I'll have you locked back up and you won't be able to go out there at all. Tell me that God, that the enemy is not up in the pulpit sometimes. Because he was a pastor. At this prison. So God will put us on assignment. Because if he wasn't going to do the job, guess what? He was going to send Angela Joy up in there to do the job. And I didn't even learn the title of chaplain. Glory be to God.
Just what they needed.
Hallelujah. When they say, there's something different about you. We can come in here and have a Bible study. You know, their environment is right. Tell me God will use you. Just be faithful to what he's put your hand to do, and he will make a way. Your gift will make room for you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise. Well, Karen, you got me excited, so I better move on. But we will be lifting up Kenneth, and we believe that God will move in his life. And, Lord, we just speak against that institutionalized mindset that definitely tries to creep in. And we just thank you for people being put in his path that will be able to minister to him and keep him on track for the things of God. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. All right, Karen, it was great talking to you, and we look forward talking to you again. All right, then. Well, you be blessed, and we'll talk with you later, maybe.
You too. God bless you. Bye.
All right, God bless. All right, so moving right on. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, y'all. You know, he's a good God. I don't know, he's got me, you know, lately, he's been pulling some stuff out of me. I just had no plans on saying, but hey, you know, what can I say, you know? Oh, my God, I serve. 202-722. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela Joy. It's Nicole, and I am from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Nicole from Washington, D.C. How are you tonight?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing great. It's like once I get on the air and I start talking to God's people, it's, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just get like an injection of just
hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for Nicole from DC. And I don't know, Nicole, I'm gonna say this, I don't know what it means. I'm having to look this up. The word prima donna, I don't know what that is. And, but it's almost like, let me look it up. I don't even know how to spell it. You know what, do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking it up as you say it.
All right. Spell that word for me.
Primadonna.
Okay.
It says, very temperamental person with an inflated view of their own talent or importance.
Okay. And so that's not, and I didn't say it in reflection to you. It's almost as if you have access to people with that type of mentality. And I don't know what that means to you or any, or maybe there are people that will come in your, in your space or in your whatever, your field or whatever, however you reach out or however you come in contact with people. It's almost like that's the kind of person that you kind of are a call to minister to.
Oh. Amen.
You laughing.
Okay.
And that's all I got. I mean, but it's just that in your scope of associations that these people are kind of like it, you have contact with people with. Read the definition again.
It says, let me go back to it. Let's go back to a very temperamental person with an inflated view of their own talent or importance.
All right, so you laughed a little bit, so I'm thinking that somehow you've had some kind of contact with some folks like that.
Yes, I praise God for my new job, which I just accepted about a week ago, and it's been kind of back and forth with the paperwork. And I have been dealing with several individuals.
So God gave you a name for it.
Who did this? And my team lead definitely fits this description. Praise God. I will serve with vigor and attentiveness and discretion.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, just the Lord revealed the truth of the thing right here. I need to tell you it is true.
Oh my God.
I want to be diplomatic, but hey, the Lord revealed it. What can I say? It is the truth of the situation.
Oh, wow. I'm just like, but it's almost like what I feel like the Lord would, with you being in that position with that type of personality, you're carrying something that's going to let that particular personality, because it's not a godly there's that spirit is not of God. It's not godly.
Amen.
And so it's almost as if you're being placed in the midst to actually let this person know that you're not the one to be intimidated by who they think they are, because you're going to walk in a manner that God has called you to walk in. And when we walk as royal, and makes me think of the last word I gave you. I remember hearing something about saying something about royalty, and you know, your royalty kind of flags itself. Like, I know who I am. I'm a child of God, and I will not be intimidated by anything or anybody, no matter who you think you are, because I already know who I am. And so, glory be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You already know who you are. You don't have to walk in a facade of being something, because she's, whoever it is, that's a spirit on them, and they're not a prima donna, okay? But that's some lie that the devil has told them, but you're here to say, I'm the real one. I'm the authentic one. I'm the royal priesthood. Hallelujah. I'm the one carrying the blessing up in here. Not you, and you don't have to say it, but it's on you. You're not, God's not saying, well, I'm, no, but you're walking in there in the presence of these people and to let them know you can put on all the facades and whatever you want to put on. I already know I'm royal. I already know I'm God favored. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
To God. So maybe that's just a word to let you know, don't ever feel even intimidated by that spirit, because you already know who you are.
Amen.
You know who you are. You don't have to fabricate. You don't have to come up with something that the world is offering a title to. You already know who you are. So you walk in that thing. And sometimes it really, you know, people don't like people sometimes to know who they are. They want you to think that they're all it and that's it. But no, you know who you are. So don't you ever feel intimidated by that spirit. But yeah, wow, that's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
I've never
you know,
heard that word. I didn't even know what. I had an idea of what it was. Like, it, look this up.
You know, I always try to. My husband, before he went, before he was relocated to heaven, he would say, "I give people too many passes." And this
okay.
particular person, you know, that's how he is. And people warned me, and I experienced it. And to make a little bit of a long story short, they had some paperwork where it like lists all your experience and your background, and it's an HR form, and you get points based on your experience and your background and stuff. And the paperwork was incorrect.
Okay.
And so, long story short, I said, hey, you know, this is incorrect, and I've attached this or that. I've attached this document to show how I arrived at different calculations. You know, I'm not able to sign anything that's incorrect. Long story short, we went back and forth on that. And then when we had a second phone conversation, he admitted that he had not looked at the paperwork that I sent, that he didn't plan on looking at it, and that the numbers were right. And I communicated, hey, I'm sure that these numbers are wrong. For example, if you look at cell, and I started saying, like, different things on the data sheet. He got so mad at me, but I just kept staying super upbeat. But he got so mad, and he's like, well, you know, I think we're going to need a third party to look at this. And I said, that is a terrific idea. He's like, well, I'm going to have HR call you and blah, blah, blah. And HR called me, and they kind of had an attitude. And sure enough, they were like, oh, these numbers are wrong. We're going to fix it. But he was definitely, I mean, they kind of put me through it for over a week.
Wow, that is something. Wow, that is like right on target for that personality, that spirit.
It's exactly right. And he's just like, well, because I'm this. And then the HR person was like, well, I'm not going back to the senior vice president, and you're going to have to accept this, or we're moving to another candidate. And, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just like, you know, I really need this to be correct. We have a responsibility to make sure that our documentation is correct and accurate. And I just kept saying that no matter what.
Right.
You know.
Oh, my gosh.
Kept,
that's awesome.
It was like, it was a lot.
That is awesome.
It really was.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, that all comes from the fact of what, you know, was said previously, is because you will walk in the place of knowing who you are. You know, you're not
Amen.
Backing down. You're not backing
no.
down.
Right, right.
You know, and I mean, you don't, because there are people in the world that have put themselves in a certain position, or in their mind they think they're this and they're that, and that everyone has to come, you know, subject to them. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's almost like when I think about, now that we're talking about it, I think about, you know, in the case of Daniel and those that were there with him, that, you know, they say, we're not going to bow the knee to your God. You know, we know who we are. You know, we will forever lift up our God. We're not going to be, you know, and so it's almost like that same type of thing, like, you know, we want you to be subject to us. If we say we're not going to do it, we're not. No, but you had what was right and what was truthful, and you didn't back off of it. Why? Because you know who you are.
Amen. Amen.
And that's so important for us as Christians. I mean, I want to really release that out here tonight. I really feel somebody needs to know that. You are somebody in God. You do not have to bow a knee to Satan. You know, you don't. As I talked about when I first got on the air, the strength and the power that we have not to bow the knee to Satan is that we will submit to God. That means we're going to obey. We're going to do what the word says. We're going to follow his instructions. And when we do, he will empower us to resist the devil. And what does it say after that? He has to flee.
Amen.
He has to flee. It's not no, well, he might have to go. No, he has to flee. When we're in right standing with God, and God has positioned us, and we have submitted to him, we will resist any tactic of the enemy, and he will have to go. But it all
Amen.
Comes to a knowledge of what we possess. Because don't let the enemy hoodwink you out of knowing who you are in God. He can hoodwink us out of something. Hey, he hoodwinked Eve in the garden because she didn't know who she was. She gonna fall after Satan thinking he has more wisdom and understanding than what God gave them to operate in the garden. No, we know who we are. We're not going to get hoodwinked out of our blessings. And we're going to walk with an understanding and a knowledge that I am somebody in God. Without him, I am nothing. But in him, I have what I need to walk through this life and be successful and be a light in darkness. Somebody else, Nicole, needs to see in their that you're walking that way, because some people are intimidated by that spirit.
You
but
know, I just believe that, you know, God is into us doing things decently and in order.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't make other people be decent and do things in order, but I can certainly demand of myself that I do that and that I not do anything that's out of order or deceptive or inaccurate.
Right.
Like, I'm just like, no, I'm not doing anything like that. I'm not signing anything like that. I'm not like, no. Like on your side, whatever you're doing, you're responsible for that. But if I'm involved in something, it's going to have to be right. That's just.
Well, look there. Look at there. You
that's just what it
the
is.
Devil, and he had to flee. He had to get it right.
Amen.
You
but they
resisted that temptation.
Yes. Now, I don't believe that they got everything right in terms of what my pay is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on their side. Like, they have guidelines
right.
that they're supposed to follow. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm just like, Lord, that, you know, I'm leaving that with you. I'm leaving
mm-hmm.
that with you. The part
Amen.
That I'm supposed to do and make sure that, you know, that I can be the battle that I felt the Lord was telling me to fight. And that I was responsible for, and that he was giving me the strength and the courage to keep going with it, even though it was hard. This is how hard it was. On Thursday before last, I woke up feeling sick. And you know how when you're a little kid, and like if you have a test at school or somebody was mean to you, you know, and then you're like, oh, I don't want to go to school. I feel sick. Like your stomach hurts. So I woke up that Thursday and I felt really sick. And I was like, why do I feel sick? And I was like, it's the stress of this. I was like, this is not real illness. This is me feeling stressed out about everything that they're putting me through. And so I just said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to get some extra rest. I'm not taking any calls from these people. I will talk to them the next day again. Like, we kept going back and forth. And I'm like, I'm going to talk to them when I feel 100% physically, because they're not going to bully me. And so that Friday, we went at it again. And praise God, like you said, I resisted. I just kept saying, no, that doesn't sound right. Well, let's take a look at this. Like, I just kept staying with it. It was several hours worth of conversations. But praise God for the victory. And those forms, both of them were fixed. And HR did admit that they were wrong. And even though the prima donna never admitted that they were wrong, he signed the new forms.
That is so amazing to me that I would come up with that word. I'm like, what? You know, what? Oh, my. Now, and as you speak, it's almost like I can, like, get a visual of the mannerisms and the – it's just icky.
And let me say this, and I'm only saying it because the Lord revealed it. Have you ever talked to someone and you're talking to them and they're talking for a long time, but they really haven't said anything?
Yes.
That is the conversation. Like, it's a lot of words, and you're like, okay, these are a lot of words. They're like buzzwords, but we really haven't had a substantive discussion about anything. It's just,
well, didn't part of the definition say an inflated, what did it say, inflated something? Yeah, people are full of it.
Yes.
They're full of themselves. There's nothing. It's just like hot air.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, so, wow, that is amazing to me. You know, because, you know, and I ran in here tonight, you know, like I've been out of town. I ran in here, I'm like, oh, Lord, I haven't, you know, a lot of times I try to get before the Lord, and, you know, like, I didn't even have time to do that because it was, like, kind of an unplanned thing, and I'm like, God, you know. So I'm feeling so good about, you know, God doing this for you to let you see exactly, you know, what you're dealing with. Like, you know, he just lets his children know, you know, it's like, the enemy would try to, you know, disguise himself and, you know, come off as this and try to intimidate us or put us in a place of feeling intimidated. But we know who we are. And he just identified the personality, the spirit of whatever it is you're dealing with that person. So, wow, that is amazing.
Wow, God, this is amazing.
I mean, that is wow. I mean, that is wow. I mean, prima donna, what in the world, what am I saying? I was not, it's not referring to her. Why am I hearing this? And it's like, then when you, like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, I tell you, our God is really awesome. That's all I can say. Our God,
yes,
is
he
so
is.
Awesome. He is so awesome. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, just God doing some things. You know, I've been in prayer. You all can, I'm going to put my prayer request out a little bit.
Amen.
So y'all can listen and, you know, pray for me because, you know, I have a real deep desire to, like, you know, just do more ministry, you know, and just be available more to do what God has called me to do. I got involved with the, I don't even know how I really got involved with them. It's like I got involved with a ministry, and it's called His Works Ministry, and they give out food. Like, they were giving food out every week when COVID, it might start again because now they've got this new strand of COVID that started. And so now it's back to, like, once a month. And, you know, it's hot out there, and but I love it. I love going out, giving people food. I've got people, like, calling me. I mean, they used to bring boxes of food, like produce, eggs, milk, you know, items that people can really use, you know, and just boxes of it, and we give it out. And I was like, Lord, I'm so glad. I work till like 3 a.m. in the morning usually. I don't get off the phones, and I work from home, but I don't usually get off or in bed until after 3 a.m. And usually when I do the ministry, I have to be up there by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. And so, but it's so amazing that whenever I have to do it, it's like God, I just wake up.
Wow.
Like, I don't even set an alarm most of the time, or if I do, I'm up before the alarm even goes off. It's like, so I know that is an assignment that God has given me at this time of my life. And so I'm just looking forward to God just doing more, giving me more assignments and just doing more ministry, you know, just that's my desire. And right now I can't do it because right now there is a requirement that I have to keep a job. And basically I'm working about 50 hours a week. And, so I work about 50 hours a week. So it doesn't leave a whole lot of time for ministry. But I'm just believing God's going to free me up, y'all. I just know this is a season, and I need to be able to just be before the Lord and just get what he wants to give me so that I can give it out. Like, send me the bread so I can give it out. You know, I'm doing a physical giving out of bread. We give out bread, too. You know, I'm physically giving out bread. I want to spiritually be able to give out more bread, you know.
Amen.
So
amen.
I just want that. This is my season. This is my time for this. So I want to be able to give out more spiritual bread to people who are willing to receive what God has for them. So y'all pray about that for me and pray God just releases me to do what he's called me to do. I'm saying to God, I'm going. God, you open the door. You create the way for me to go. Hey, I'm ready, you know, so amen. So I just wanted to throw it
in. Amen.
Out.
Amen.
Y'all can have, you know, that on your prayer list for me.
That's an awesome prayer. That's an awesome prayer.
And that's it's a deep desire. It's a real deep desire. I've gotten, you know, many words over the many years, you know, many, many years of what God wanted to do. And somehow I got stuck. And I've gotten, you know, there's just things that I just haven't gone forth and have done because I haven't had the freedom to do it. But I'm just believing that God is going to free up my time. He's going to give me the finances and he's going to open the doors that I need to go forth and do what. And I'm like, this, Nicole, I feel like that's part of my purpose here on earth. It's like I need to go ahead and fulfill the purpose and the destiny that God has given me. And I haven't done it, you know. And it, like I said, this has been released over me many, many times over many, many years. It's time for me to walk into the place that God has, you know, he ordained for me to walk in even before the foundation of the earth. And I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Amen. Oh, anyway.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. But I'm doing that with PGN because I'm reaching some parts of the earth that I haven't been to. But you know what? I want to physically go there.
Okay. Hallelujah.
So, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm all right, God. So I feel like something's going to happen, y'all. I just feel it right now. I feel something's going to happen. Something's about to break. Something is about to break. And also, Nicole and whoever else is listening, connect me to the people that are to be connected with me to get this thing done. Because I know there are some connections that are a part of what I'm asking God to do. And I just need to have those divine appointments and those connections. See, that's all. Basically,
yes.
I think that's the one thing that has, you know, it's kind of like hasn't happened. And that's part of the reason why it hasn't is because I haven't gotten those connections. But in time, I believe this is the season right now for those connections to be made. So anyway. But
amen.
Anyway, I'm excited, Nicole, and I'm so glad you called in. Anything else you wanted prayer for?
I wanted to ask for prayer. Speaking of connections, the Lord recently connected me with a neighbor, and I got baptized, and my neighbor, his name is Daryl Paul. He drove me, I had an issue with my car, and so he drove me because I didn't want to miss it. And then he had actually, we just met. We've lived in the same neighborhood for like 5 years, but for some reason we never met. And so we met the day after my birthday, which was about a month ago. And he had been praying about he's been baptized, but it wasn't as an adult. So he had been praying about that with his good friend who's a pastor. And so he decided that he's going to get baptized again in about 2 weeks. And so we've just been spending time together, just kind of talking, praying, just in a really organic way. Just wanted to ask for prayer about that and guidance and wisdom. Amen.
Okay, about Daryl Paul and the connection.
Yeah, I just want to be wise in my how I interact with others, especially in this season of now being single after being married so long.
Right, I understand. I'm kind of right where you are. Similar situation, kind of. So what I've done, and this is what I've done, because I'm kind of in a similar situation as far as, you know, I'm single and, you know, there's someone I'm having interaction with, but it's basically like, you know, we're just talking, friends, that kind of thing. And I'm asking God for his will to be done, you know, in the situation. And if it's not your will, you know, just shut it down or, you know, don't let me get into my emotions and all of this kind of stuff. You know, just, you know, shut that down, you know, as far as any kind of emotion that maybe I might have, you know, just shut it down, God. So, Lord, we just thank you for Nicole tonight with the situation with her neighbor, Daryl Paul. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your will to be done in this relationship and, Lord, her interactions with him. And, Lord, we thank you for glorifying yourself in this relationship, however you see fit to glorify yourself, God. However you see fit to glorify yourself in this situation, we welcome it. And, Lord, we just ask that we move out of the way so that your way will be made clear and your will be done. We just thank you for that. And we trust you, God. We trust you to do this. We trust that you will direct and guide and lead according to the way you want this thing to go. And we give you the honor for it. And we thank you in advance for it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I could relate. I can relate to that. You know, I definitely can kind of relate to that. So, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, sometimes God brings people into your life. With me particularly, I'm just so focused in on doing God's work that, you know, I'm just, you know, seeing who God's going to help me do what God has called me to do and for me to help them do what God has called them to do. You know, that's basically what I'm concerned with. I want that. You know, God called them to do something. God called me to do something. You know, the word lets us know. I mean, you got two, you know, it's a stronger thing going on there. You know, God can use that. Because when the disciples went out, they went out, you know, in twos, you know. So that's kind of like how I look at mine is like, you know, Lord, I really believe that you would want me to be involved with someone who would want to strengthen what God wants to do in me, and I strengthen what God wants to do in them. So, amen. And
amen.
I don't know. I'm just talking.
No, you're ministering to me and to others because it makes sense. Like, and it gives me a visual, and two are stronger than one, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a godly thing to work in covenant relationship, and just everything you were saying, it was
Yeah, that's kind of my focus. Yeah, that's my focus on relationship, you know. I mean, somebody said something recently about, I believe it was that, I was listening to someone, they were ministering along the lines of soul ties. And they also said, not soul ties, soulmates. They were saying that, you know, it's nothing, I mean, they actually, I didn't listen a whole lot as far as what they were doing reference to. But they were just saying this God has connected us with certain people. And that, you know, it is about doing the will of God. It is a whole list of things that you kind of can look at and see, like, that lets you know that this is something that is not, what can I say, like the person isn't flawed to the point where they're going to drain you or you drain them. But it's so many things you can look at to make sure that you're equal and that you're balanced in this relationship so that it's not going to draw or drain or be a negative thing for you or the other person, but both people benefit, and they benefit
Amen.
To help each other. And so that's really kind of like what you look at. Both people benefit, and they benefit, then they're together to benefit each other. And so I kind of look at that as like that, like, Lord, whatever or whomever you bring into my life, it will be a benefit, not just to me, but I will benefit and they will benefit. But it also is a benefit to the kingdom of God on what you're calling us to do. So, you know, anyway, throwing that out there. Well, I'm so happy that I got to talk to you tonight, and I feel so good about what happened. Awesome.
Me too. It is just such it's so wonderful to hear the Lord, like, just captured the situation in its entirety in that one word is amazing. Thank
that
you, Lord.
That one word.
And you know, I'm always so resistant. Like, I really just try to see the positive in others. And so but that is the reality. That is the reality.
It's the reality. It really is. And so many people, that's where we get hung up. It's because we don't face the reality of what it is and ask God for discernment and information on how to handle it, because this is it. This is what
right.
I'm dealing with, God. You know, if I'm going to pretend like it's not that, then God, what do you want me to do? You know, you don't want to admit that this is what's going on, you know. But that we have to be honest about the situation. Of course, God already knows. But,
right.
You know, we got to be real about this thing. You know,
Amen. So I have to call in with an update in a couple months to let you know what's happening. See if I have any funny stories.
I will be looking forward to it. Believe me, this is amazing. Well, it's been great, again, talking with you. And you just be blessed, Nicole. Such a pleasure to talk to you. And was there anything else?
No, I want to thank you. I'm going to I'll be listening.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless
in.
You, Angela Joy. Thank you.
All right, Nicole. All right. Good night. All right. Amen. Man, God is such an awesome God. I mean, I needed this tonight, y'all, you know, because just to be on here, I needed it as much as some of you all felt like you needed to call in. So, amen. God bless y'all. All right, so 205-531, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? 205-531, are you there?
Yes,
Julia
May.
Hi, Julia May. How are you tonight?
Just fine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you are fine. You said Alabama, right? You're in Alabama, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 Well, so, Father, we just thank you for Julia May calling in tonight. We just thank you for the presence of God that's on her life, Lord, and Lord, we just come against any feelings of dismay, things that, you know, she has, you know, looked to you for answers, and she's still waiting on some answers. She's still waiting on some information and some instructions. And, Lord, let her not be weary in well-doing, and let her continue to go forth. You know, I just see you like walking, and it's almost like you've got kind of a, you know, you got a, like a pace that you're at, but it's almost like I feel like the Lord would want you to say, get invigorated about with your steps, you know. Don't just walk it out, you know, just as a normal pace, but just get a little more vigor in your step concerns the things that you're asking God to do. Like, walk with a knowing and a knowledge that I'm walking toward the purpose and the plan that God has for my life, and I'm going to be excited about it, and I'm going to be deliberate about it, and I'm going to walk with a pep and a vigor, and I'm going to walk, I'm get a little stride in my step, and I'm going, hey, I may end up skipping, hallelujah, glory be to God, but I'm going to get a little bit more energetic about what God has spoken to me, and I'm going to walk this thing out with a little more vigor and a little more excitement and a little more, you know, tenacity and a little, like I said, I might just even start skipping because I know that God is leading me right in the direction that I need to go, and I'm going to walk with a determination, and I'm going to walk with an understanding that I'm just not out here walking, but I'm walking out here in a pace that is going to let the enemy know that I believe the word of the Lord. So I'm going to walk it out, and I'm going to be happy as I walk it out. I'm getting ready to get a little bit more excited about where God is leading me, and I'm going to walk this thing out with a little more excitement and a little more vigor because I already know what the end is, and the end is always good because God is there, and he's making things right that appeared that they would not work out right, but they're going to work out right because I'm going to walk it out with a different attitude, and I'm going forth believing God with a greater understanding that he's God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he never changes, and his word is true. So, God, we just thank you tonight for Julia May. We thank you, Lord, for that injection, hallelujah, to give her a little bit more pep in her step so that she knows that she's headed in the right direction, and with God, she is going to make it. So we just give you the glory and the honor and the praise tonight for Julia May. Hallelujah. All right, Julia May, how are you?
You're fine. You read on till I was like a while ago because I'm a substitute teacher and one of them to go back to school tomorrow. I'm not going because my daughter has to go to the hospital, to the doctor tomorrow because she's affecting the COVID and everything. So. And,
Jennifer,
the doctor went out for a month, so I was just thinking about it. I got a little down a while ago, because I won't be able to go to work, and I'll be out for a month. So, and then I thought about, like you said, I know he'll make a way, and it might be a time for me to, you know, do something different, because I've been in school since 1986, so, you know, I'm telling the friends, I've been substitute, because it was good with my three children. Because, you know, I was off with them and school was out and summer, no weekend holidays.
Right.
And I was telling my friend Steve, I said, well, the thing about it is my job really fit around her because, like I said, God gave it to me that I could take care of her. So her well-being comes first. And if I can't work, I know he'll make a way for me. And so, you know.
Amen.
So I got to flip there and I was just listening at that. It was right on time, and I thought about it. And the lady said, you don't have to work. I said, no, it's not. I don't have to. I enjoy working because I enjoy working.
Right.
And I'm with special needs. I said, that's not the thing. The thing is, you know, I have to center myself around here because, you know, I'm a widow now. And so I don't have nobody helping with her. So, it, you know, so that comes first, you know. They don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad. So, like I said, hey, that's my calling to take care of her, so that comes first.
Wow, that is really something. Yeah, I heard the word dismay, you know, not, you know, don't be disheartened about some
right.
stuff. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Way, but like, yeah, you know. Because like this yeah. stuff is bad, and she done been through the COVID and all that, and you know, her heart, the third time she had pneumonia, that made her heart weak with fluid. So now, she, you know, we deal with the congenital heart failure and pulling fluid off her. And,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, they pulled that 40-pound worth of fluid because she went from 170 and they came home 134, and now she's down to about like 125. So I got to ask him tomorrow, mm-hmm. you know, like backing off, you know, how low he wanted to get. But she, you know, well, she, you know, they don't know why, you know, the fluid, well, heart muscles weak. That's why the fluid is building up
right.
so much. It's not being pumped
right.
like, pump it through like a pulse, so it's backing up. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, you know, I don't know, like you said, maybe, you know, just listen to the Lord
mm-hmm.
And what he's telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
In this season of your life, it's a little
right.
bit different than it had been
right.
previously,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he does things according to, you know, the seasons that we're in
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we, you know, we're focused on what he's telling us to do and
right.
we're in his will. You know, that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be in his will
right.
No matter what we do. We want it to line up to the will of God. And,
right.
You know, with this, maybe that's what God is saying. But, yeah,
right.
I just heard the word dismay and, you
mm-hmm.
know, but just get a little pep
mm-hmm.
in your step because God, you know who's in control.
Right.
You know who's in control. He's
right.
always
oh, yeah.
been in control. He always
mm-hmm.
will be in control. And for all of
mm-hmm.
us who've submitted
oh,
our
yeah.
lives to him and
mm-hmm.
we trust him and we look to him, you know, and
mm-hmm.
given him the control, it's going to work. It's going to work
oh,
for
yeah.
our good. According to, you know, the purpose that God has for us. But so we just speak blessings over you, Julie Mae, and we speak blessings over Jennifer. And, Lord, we just thank you for what you've already done in your life. And Lord, we just thank you that Julie Mae will continue to be a witness to others and a person that God uses to, you know, show others that there is a God, he's faithful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that he's with us every step of the way. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter what it looks like. You know, she maybe that has a lot to do with what God is saying about, you know, you just continue to walk with vigor
mm-hmm.
because,
yeah.
you know, people are looking. Sometimes people just look for you just, oh, look at her. You know, she's wearing the weight. No, I'm not wearing the weight.
Mm-hmm.
God carrying the weight for me. And I don't have to walk around looking like I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulder. And
mm-hmm.
it's a witness and it's a testimony
right.
that we as Christians, we walk this thing out differently from way the world walks it out. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, we carry a different, you know, well, we glow sometimes when others
mm-hmm.
can't glow. Why? Because the glory of God is on our life and he's using us to be a witness to others that, yes, I might be going through this, but I'm
mm-hmm.
still trusting God, and I'm not dismayed because I know he's
mm-hmm.
a God who never fails. He never fails. And in
oh,
spite
yeah.
of what it might look like,
mm-hmm.
he's still God, and he is the one that is my source, and I'm going to walk like it, like I know it. So praise God.
Mm-hmm.
We just thank you for
oh,
calling
yeah.
in, and we'll
mm-hmm.
continue like, I'm making a note tonight, guys, too, like I did last time when I was on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody who's kind of called in and, you know, prayer requests. So y'all remember Jennifer
mm-hmm.
this week, you know, and pray over that situation and
oh.
for Julia May's decision on what she's needing to do according to the will of God, whatever he wants her to do. And we just thank God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, Julie, is there anything else you need to pray for?
No, that's all I got down for a second. Like I said, now looking at the scripture came back, and then it was just strange, God. So, you know, I got this. I don't need your help. Everything's in control. And I was like, and I smiled about it. I said, you know, like I said, it was right on time. He was telling me when I was praying about it. Because like I said, I tell people, they say, you be all right and don't get upset and this and that. I said, well, I got God peace. I said, I'm not worrying about it. I said, I've been on this for a long time, and I know he has for me to take care of her, so that's my job. That's what I supposed to do. So it's no problem. I said, you know.
Right.
I said, outside, yeah, she come first, and he'll make a way. He continued to make a way. He, like I said, he didn't bless us all this time with what she done been through. So, hey, I know.
Amen.
I know.
Amen. You know.
I know, because he gave me peace. I told him it was just so strange while she was in the hospital on a ventilator. It did not faze me. And I didn't even think about what she was saying. You know, and you can't imagine your child on the ventilator and you just walk around, you know, just calling the doc when I had time. And I was good to go.
Amen. Because your trust is in God.
Yeah.
Your trust
he let
is,
me
in
see
God.
Her,
your
you know,
is in God.
Look peaceful. Yeah. When I left the hospital, she looking peaceful. She was on the machine, but she looked just as peaceful like she was just sleeping. So, you know, I was good to go.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. God's looking. People are looking at you, and they know you. You know, you serve God, and you walk in a different walk from the way the world walks.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, Julie May. Well, it was
okay,
good talking to you. And like I said, I will put a note here, and we'll keep that situation lifted up. And we pray you just have a blessed week, and you keep that pep in your step.
Okay.
Amen.
You too, and I keep you in prayer. Mm-hmm. You and your
All
family.
Right. So much.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, we just walk with the knowledge. We walk differently than the world walks. We walk with a knowledge and an understanding that we know who we serve. You know, I'm not, you know, I have to tell myself that, y'all. I really do. I mean, I have to go through, you know, I go through what y'all go through, of course. We're all human. We all got our issues that we're dealing with. And, you know, I've just made conscious decision that there's just some things that it may look out of sort, but I trust God that he is working this thing out. It may not look like what I expect it to look like, but it's going to be okay, because however it comes out, I'm believing God's going to do it for his glory. Amen. All right, let's go to 908-305. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, this is Carol. How are you, Angela Joy?
Hi, Carol. I am great. You're in, is it, what part of the country are you in? I know it's up north.
New Jersey.
Jersey, right.
New Jersey.
I haven't talked to you in so long. I hadn't, you know, I'm not on here as consistently as I used to be on, so I hadn't really talked to you. Well, thank goodness for you being able to get in tonight, Carol, and just thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just pray for Carol tonight. And, Lord, I don't know. Maybe it didn't have anything to do with you, and maybe it does. Praise God. But I just saw, you know, I just looked out, and I just saw a calmness. Like, you know, when you look out to the ocean, a lot of times you see waves, and you see, you know, like the rush of the waves and the tide, and you know, it's just, you know, kind of busy. But I just seemed like I just looked out and I saw your name, Carol, and it's like it's written over water. In the name Carol over water, it's like peaceful. It was just your name, like it just appeared, and it just set peacefully upon a body of water. And it was no turmoil. It was no stress, but it's a season where the peace of God is resting on you, and that, you know, the water represents the Holy Spirit, and it's almost like the Holy Spirit is allowing a season to come upon your life where there is some peace and there's some contentment and there's just a resting in God. So, Lord, we just thank you for Carol tonight as she continues to rest in God in his plan for her life. She continues, you know, even though there are things of uncertainty that she may not have a clear understanding of, but in spite of that, she has chosen to rest in that place with you. The peaceful waters of God, you know, just being there to just steady her, that, you know, nothing's coming to, like, cause something to just get her out of sorts and out of whack, but there's a peacefulness, a resting of the Lord's presence on you, Carol. And, Lord, I just thank you that that will carry over into every aspect of her life. Every aspect of her life. Lord, we thank you for that being released into her life in every aspect, in whatever situation she's dealing with tonight, God, whatever situation that would be on the horizon, we release the peace of God upon it. And, Lord, for stillness, for an assurance that God is calming the sea. And, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, hello, Carol. How are you? And how have you been?
I've been at such a peaceful place. The Lord has been just what you're saying.
Oh,
guys.
Gosh.
Peaceful place because it was chaos for a while. And the Lord has brought peace in my life, and I just call in for peace. And, yeah, everybody that I meet now, like, you seem so much more peaceful. I said, well, God's really beginning. I know who I am in Christ now. And I have the Holy Spirit leading me, and God is bringing people in my life that are like peaceful people. Before then, I had very much chaos, very much chaotic people. And now Jesus just changed things around with all these peaceful people. And also, yeah, he really has. And he's just like, he's like, I am at a peaceful place. And of course, I still have some things I'm working on, but God has opened up some doors for the music, for a job, starting off with somebody, working with somebody who's Christian. And I'm like, okay, Lord, where do you want me to go? It's taken a while, but it's just like the doors are opening, the opportunities are opening. And whatever that oppression was, and it was an oppression straight from the pit of hell, and God has released me from all that. Yeah, he has.
Amen.
I've been through some deliverance. Yeah.
Amen. That's awesome. I mean, I just saw your name written out. Just red. It was weird. I was like, wow, this is something, you know. Did I see too much of the water today or something? And I just, I saw your name was like written, and her name was like written out just sitting on some water, just resting there on the water, your name, you know, it was just beautiful, you know. I was like, wow, is this beach experience that I had today affecting me? But, hey, I wasn't like that at the beach when I was, so I knew it couldn't have been that because it was not peaceful where I was today. I have to say, guys, I experienced something I never experienced before. We were at the beach, and my son had brought, my son who lives in Savannah, he had brought, like, this, it was kind of like a pop-up half thing that we put out on the beach. And so, you know, I'm telling him, I was like, I think it's going to rain. And, I mean, it really wasn't much of any clouds in the sky. All of a sudden, it started to pour down rain. So we're all, my son, my other son, and my three grandkids, me, we're all under this little thing, and I'm telling you, this thing I thought was going to blow away. I mean, it was like a storm had come from out of nowhere. We're there holding this thing down just to keep from getting soaking wet. We're all up under this little pop-up thing, and it was lightning. It was lightning out in the ocean, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I have never been in a situation where I'm stuck on the beach with a lightning storm going on 15, 20 feet away from water. Well, a little further back. I think I was a little further. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world? And it passed over. So, no, my experience with the water today was nothing like what I saw.
You know, it's just peace. You needed that peace. Wow.
Yeah, it was so bad. No, and someone, so it stopped, it passed over, and then about 30, 40 minutes later, I saw someone setting up chairs for a wedding on the beach. I thought, oh my goodness. And it started to, like, it was going to rain again, and we left. I thought, those poor people. They had hired somebody to come up there and set up a wedding on the beach, and it's getting ready to storm. But yeah, that was the first time I've ever experienced anything like that, to be out there with all that going on, you know. But no, so I, no, it couldn't have been in relation to what I experienced at the beach today.
Thank God he took you out of that in a peaceful place.
I know. I was like, Jesus, thank you. Because, I mean, that was just, and it was so funny. After it was over, my son, we looked over to the other side, and it was like a lot of people there at first. Everybody was gone. We were the only people on that sitting in the storm.
God take you out of that storm.
Yes, he did. Hold on, let me get some water. Excuse me. But, yeah, and you know what? I'm so glad you said that because God has taken me out of a lot of storms lately.
Mm-hmm.
And that is confirmation. You know, just being there, excuse me, in the midst of that physical storm and looking out into the ocean and it's turning, the water's turning dark. The sky is dark. And there's lightning out there. And here we out there by the ocean. I'm thinking to myself, what is this? But thank you for saying that, Carol. It's like, God has brought some peace. I mean, the storm blew over. The sun came back out. And then it started like it was going to rain again. I thought there was poor people planning this wedding. But it's like that. It's almost like we hold on to God in the middle of a storm. And if we don't let go of him, he's not letting go of us. And he's going to take us through. Oh, I have dogs barking.
And that's cute. Hi, doggies.
Oh, one is brought to me, and I didn't want it.
Oh.
The other one is actually mine. But anyway,
they
love
it. I like that.
It's just amazing. You know, God will lead us through, you know, whatever it is that we're in the middle of, and he will take us on to the other side of the storm, the peaceful side.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. For me, I just went through a very difficult time for a long time, and God just brought me through, and it's like he just brought me to other places. So I'm just praying now for a job, a good job, good relationships, good church, to get to use my music that God has given to me, and he's just opening really many, many doors. And I'm just, you know, sometimes you have to go through those things to appreciate what he gives to us. And at least that's what I've learned.
That is so true. That's a good word right there, Carol. That's a good word. We have to appreciate. We can appreciate more of what God is doing when we know what he's brought us out of, you know?
Yeah, love and forgiveness. You know, we got it. Love. Today the pastor spoke about, the commandments are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And they were talking about that really in the church we need to show people the love of God and the forgiveness of God.
Yeah.
And that's what the Lord brought me through, to deliverance, healing, and it's been amazing ride.
Amen. Okay. He's a good God.
So, yeah, he's wonderful. He's beautiful, beautiful God. And I'm just so happy to be at this peaceful place. I keep saying, how long is it going to last? But I just, I'm just happy it's lasting.
Don't worry about that. Just know that in spite of what it looks like or whatever is up the road, you're still going to be in the position of the safety of God. You know, doesn't matter what it may look like, but we're going to trust God no matter what it looks like. He's going to be with us. You know, he's with us. I would like for you all to, I do have another prayer request. I have another son who is, he took a contract and he went out to Minnesota. And somehow he thinks he has contracted COVID. So I would like for you all to lift up Jonathan.
Yeah, I will.
I just believe that, you know, God is trying to get his attention, and I believe that some things beneficial are going to come out of his experience. I didn't really get alarmed too much about it when, you know, I was told that he had it. but anyway, I just want to mention his name. You all lift up Jonathan. And he's about to take a job in Minnesota with the union. And so we're just going to believe for his safety with that.
Amen. All right. Well, Carol, is there anything else in particular you want prayer for?
I just would like to pray, and I can pray for Jonathan if you like, but would like you to pray about. I'll pray for him. And also, I am actually, it's really interesting through this whole experience. I am in a healing and deliverance ministry right now, praying for people.
God.
And it's been such a blessing.
God.
Well, that's
crazy. What? Maybe that's why I brought up Jonathan. I didn't bring him up before. I hadn't mentioned Jonathan.
No, I'm part of the healing and deliverance ministry for people.
Wow.
So I'll be praying for him and healing deliverance. And I'm involved in some helping for other people, Christian therapy and stuff like that. So God's opening doors, and I'm so grateful.
Right, Carol.
And the music too, music in the book that God has put. So God is just opening doors, and I'm like, all right, Lord, you promised me a long time ago, but it's a little bit at a time. He's opening doors. I'm telling you, God doesn't promise, but he doesn't follow through on it.
Amen. That is so. You know, it is so amazing. I just happened to pick up my other phone, and I saw his name because I had posted something, and he did a reaction. I hadn't picked up that phone all night. I just as I was talking to you, I picked up the phone, and I saw his name, and then that put me in remembrance that, you know, well, he must be doing all right. I guess he's on Facebook, but anyway. I just happened to pick up the phone, and I looked, and I had not mentioned him all night. And it's so interesting that when I mentioned his name or when I was prompted to look at my phone, I had looked at it, that you are called, you know, you have this calling on your life for healing and deliverance, which really he is in need of both. And so, wow, Carol, that's prophetic right there to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it's not only prophetic, it's a confirmation.
I have grown so much in the things of the Lord because I have to get all the, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy our relationships and everything in our life. So we need to know how to pray against it.
Why?
Pray.
Yeah, you have background in education and experience in that, don't you?
I'm a social worker.
I'm a counselor.
Counseling, all that stuff, and God's opening doors. I want to do Christian counseling. He's finally opening the doors on what, and also music stuff as well for the Lord, and a book that God's given forgiveness, which I'm still waiting. I'm just not going to say anything about it. Just pray about it until it happens, and it is happening, but a little bit at a time. It's time.
Right.
But
I think as much as it was for me with Jonathan, I think that came as a confirmation to you. I mean,
his
name to pop up at this time of the, you know, while I'm on air, I hadn't mentioned him, and his name hadn't popped up. I hadn't looked at it. Hadn't even looked at my phone. I just happened to glance over. There was his name.
Amen.
Here is what you are being called to do. It's almost like confirmation that the Lord is letting you know that He is pleased with that, you know, that there's something coming for you to use.
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
I just gave you something to use it for, Jonathan.
Amen. I'll pray for him. And all I know is one thing, that I'm still having financial difficulties. But, you know, God's been providing for me. But there's told me, don't worry. The Lord's like, don't worry. Once you get settled, you'll be fine financially. God always, in his timing, you know, we always have to wait for his timing.
Amen.
His name, Jonathan. I just lift up Jonathan, and I thank you for his life, Father, in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God,
Lord Jesus.
For your mighty
healing,
Lord. Oh, Father. Father, did you heal him?
Lord.
Let him know how much he's loved. Let him know, Lord Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, Lord Jesus. And he died on the cross, Lord God, in the body, your body that healed us. Healed your people, and we pray this in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I just pray, Lord Jesus Christ, for Angela Joy, that when she speaks to him, Lord God, the words that come out of her mouth are the words of your love and peace to encourage him, to show him how much he's loved, Lord God. And I pray for her family, Lord God, her children, her work that she does, Father, in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord God. May the Holy Spirit continue to just invade the radio waves, Lord Jesus, as people hear, Father God, that they are, some of them have lost hope, Lord Jesus, break through you, Father, in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they may know your love and your kindness, oh God. You are a God of goodness and mercy and kindness and grace. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We know that only through you we find peace. We are grateful. We are grateful people. Thank you for dying on the cross and giving us a new life in you. We love you and praise you, and I lift up Jonathan to you, Father. Take him in the palm of your hands, Lord God. Lord God, may you just embrace him, Lord God. Let him know how much he is loved, Lord God. Let your people know how much they are loved, Lord God. Let the unchurched people know how much they are loved. And we pray for this ministry, PGN, which has been so helpful to me, Lord God, and many, many other people, Lord God. May, Lord God, you just let it go to the airwaves, Lord Jesus Christ. Let people know how much they're loved. And many, we pray for revival in our land, Lord Jesus. First, we pray for repentance, Lord Jesus, that the church would repent, Lord God, and come back to you, Lord God. Repent, Lord God. Repent and not let it be a show for a show. Lord God, it's not a show. It's for you. Help us to turn towards you, Lord God, and let people repent and know how much you love them. Repent. Come back to you. Come to the first love of their life, which is Jesus Christ. Let us have. Lord God, you told us in your word, you give us the light that we have from you. It's not to hide underneath the bushel, but through your grace and love, Lord Jesus Christ, that we show the love of Jesus. We are the salt of the earth, Lord Jesus. Help us to love those around us and be the salt of the earth through only you, Jesus Christ, that you will be honored and glorified in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus. And when two or more are gathered, you are there. But even when we pray for you alone, you hear us, Lord Jesus. You're with us all the time, always guiding and loving us. And the wonderful and precious, precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
we glorify the name. The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We glorify the name. We glorify your name. For you are worthy, Jesus.
You are worthy.
We honor you, Jesus. We glorify your name. May your Holy Spirit guide us. May your Holy Spirit lead us, oh Jesus. We glorify your name.
Hallelujah, Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that, Carol. I felt the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. All right. Anything else you want us to agree with you on?
Just agree that I will find the right job with the right people and the right pay and also that I can, wherever I go, that I can, wherever I go, wherever I am, wherever I'm working, that I can show the love of Jesus. I mean, the love of Jesus, Lord. That's not my own heart, but the the love of Jesus,
amen,
and to get me out of this financial situation, and just to use the music that you've given to me, and the, just to honor and praise Lord Jesus Christ in every area of my life, and also for PGN to be blessed and reach,
amen,
so many people.
Amen. You're not in agreement. Lord, we do thank you for this job. We do thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you, Lord, for the right job and the right opportunity to be made available to her. Lord, we just give you the glory for it in advance. Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory. All right, Carol, it has been a pleasure, and thank you for, you know, calling in tonight. And we just look forward to what God has got ahead for you. You know, what he's already done and what he's about to do and he's preparing you for. You know, that's what, you know, we live for that because it's a testimony to others, you know, concerning the God that we serve. I mean,
amen,
we can show forth, you know, hey, this is my God. Look what he did for me. And what he did for me, he can surely do for you. So hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just thank God for that. And that's why we have to look at it a lot of times, just to know that some of the things we go through, you know, we trust God, he'll bring us out, but it's for some other people to see. So they can know this God that we're talking about, that he's real and he is faithful to his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He has healed me, and I've mentioned this before. He healed me of anxiety, and he healed me of four hernia discs. The Lord healed me of that.
Well, I can just sense the peace of God. Like I said, I saw your name just resting on that water, and I can truly sense the peace of God. Amen. All right, Carol. Well, it's been great, and so we look forward to talking to you when I come upon the airways again sometime. I don't know. I don't have a set schedule.
I will absolutely keep posted. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. We bless you, and we thank you for your being a part of PGN. Enjoy your evening, okay?
You too.
Go for the rest of the day.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, Carol.
Good night.
Amen. Thank God. Just thank God. Thank God for Jesus. Woo. He's a good God. All right, let's go to, I don't think I've gotten this one, 251-229. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up really, really bad. I don't know if you're in a bad area.
Can you hear me now?
No, not really. I can hear you, and I kind of think, did you say Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with the phone, Sarah, but yeah, and you're in Alabama, so hallelujah. I'm just going to pray for you. I can barely understand what you're saying, but we're going to pray for Sarah. Hallelujah.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I hear you. Boy, you came in loud and clear. All of a sudden, it was like, this is Sarah. Okay, fine. What, did you change phones or something?
Well, I had to go to a different area. I live by the water, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. She lives by the water. Wow, she lives by the water. Hey, man, I like that. Jesus, God is really dealing with some water tonight. I am looking up a word right here, so I'm gonna say it. I know what it means, but I just wanna look up the definition so I can. I don't know what it has to do with it. All right, the word is propaganda. I don't know why. Why that word came, but anyway, propaganda. Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular point of view. let's see. Okay. Can be used in, like, of course, the political arena. So I just heard the word propaganda. I don't know what it's in reference to. Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular, and then it says political cause. It can be, of course, they use it a lot in the political arena, or a point of view. So, Lord, I don't know what that means. Excuse me. I don't know what that means, but, Lord, I don't know if there, what kind of information that could be connected with Sarah that could be biased or misleading. But we do know that the word of the Lord is spoken over her, and it doesn't matter what might be connected with that word in regards to her, but we know that the word of the Lord will stand true. And the enemy is real, you know, I just sense it's something that the enemy's trying to do. And it's almost like I feel like I need to tell you just to be aware and don't be alarmed, because God will have the final say in spite of whatever it is you might be going through or whatever the enemy might have on the horizon. So, Lord, we just speak over Sarah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And she is blessed going out. She is blessed going in. She is the head and not the tail. And, Lord, you have called her to be a part of a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And she will stand with that position until the end. We thank you for it. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, I don't know, Sarah, if you can shed any light on anything that I've said, but you can go ahead and let me know.
Well, it's absolutely right. I feel like when we're talking about warfare, it's been like spiritual, like concerning my family, you know. I'm just praying for peace in the family. It just feels like misunderstandings. And yeah, the Lord is definitely speaking to you. And I'm like, what is going on? You know, I mean, if I say something maybe to my daughter Leah, and then it'll come back totally different, or if I say something to my mom.
Oh,
so it just seems like the enemy is just trying to war with me for some odd reason. And I'm like, what is going on?
Wow. Yeah, I was like, propaganda, misleading information, bias, you know, wow, that is amazing. Well, God just wants you to know he's aware of it. You're covered with the blood. You continue to cover yourself with the blood, and you know that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. And because every lying word that comes against you, you have the authority to dismantle it. So we just thank God for you having wisdom and understanding in that area and how to operate in that area. Because we know that the devil is a liar. That's all he can do is lie. I mean, he can't tell the truth. And so, but you know who you are, and you walk in who. And again, this came up earlier. Walking in the identity that you know is in Christ Jesus that's been given to you, that you will walk with an understanding and a knowledge, and let the devil know, you know, hey, I know who I am. You can do what you want to, and we just come against every lying demon, every curse, every word that's been spoken against you negatively. We curse it, and we call it null and void in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We just call forth the blessings of God, and we just dismantle every lie, everything that has been put out of a misleading nature. In the name of Jesus, we come against it. We cast it down. We curse it, and we send it to the pit in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for Sarah being aware, God, making her aware. praise you, Jesus. It's like God is making people aware tonight, excuse me, of how the enemy is trying to operate so that you, mm-hmm. you know, you'll be, you know, prepared and on guard and, you know, covered with the shield of faith and every fiery lie that the enemy would try to send up against you. You know, you've got something, you know, you've got the right ammunition to deal with it. And he wants, it's almost like he's just letting people know tonight, hey, I see it, and I'm letting you know I see it, and I'm giving you instructions on how to operate in this season because I know what's going on. So, amen. Amen. God is
amen.
God is a good God.
He doesn't want us blind.
Yeah, he wants us to know. You know, he wants us to know. He doesn't want us to be not aware of the enemy's devices and what he's trying to do. You know, and people are trying to do one thing. It's like God's already given us a head start. We already know. You know, it's not like it's gonna, you know, catching us by, you know, off guard, or, you know, we don't have a clue of what the enemy. We know God is alerting us. It's like, you know, I think about, you know, when David went out and fought battles and, you know, how God would give him insight and wisdom on how to defeat the enemy. You know, God still, he's doing that with us. He's giving us insight and wisdom on how to defeat the enemy. The enemy thinks he's sneaky, he can, you know, do stuff and we are clueless. No, God will show us what he needs to show us, and what we don't need to know, well, that's different. But what we need to know is some things God's going to let us know about. Because we're going to know how to operate in different arenas and around different people in a certain manner. Why? Because God's already given us wisdom and instructions on how to do it. You know? So, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I feel you on that one. I definitely get it, because it's like, when you're walking in the light and you're walking with Jesus and you have the enemy just coming at you in different directions, you really don't.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you faded out a little bit.
What to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely go take it to the Lord in prayer and know that he's going to protect you.
Oh, yes. He's going to. He, you know, and he's going to give you wisdom. I mean, it's like he's going to let you know what's going on. I mean, where people are trying to be deceptive and sneaky about certain things, God already gave you the up and up on it. You already know.
Yeah.
You know, like God is letting you know. I mean, you people sometimes wonder, how did you know that? God, you know, don't think you can do things to people sometimes and think God won't tell them what's going on, what the real deal is. Of course he will. If he needs you to know that, some things we don't necessarily need to know. But if God needs you to know that, just so that you know how to handle certain situations and how to, you know, just operate in certain, you know, God will sometimes tell you about people and things because he wants you to know how to operate in a certain way in that environment when you come into it again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give you some insight and some wisdom on it. So praise God. You know, he loves us. And he, you know, there was a price paid for us. And he's going to live up to his part of the deal. We just got to live up to ours. You know, we got to be obedient and do it the way God says do it. But amen. That's amazing. Well, is there anything in particular you wanted prayer about, Sarah?
Basically, just of course, to walk with Jesus, especially peace in the family, because, you know, the Lord, he's the only one that can bring his shalom. He's the only one that can bring peace in situations. So I'm just praying whatever's going on in the person's mind, whether somebody's having a bad day, good day, or whatever the case may be, that God's peace may flourish and reign. and also finances. That was a particular issue there, but I just believe God's got it. So,
amen. 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 And then you said, you know, how God was, you know, you felt, you know, with the family and things, and then what you just said. So it was like that was on your heart, and God is letting you know, in some relationships, in some situations, some family situations, this is this knowledge you need to know so you know how to operate. So God's got you.
Amen. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. He let
inside knowledge. Yep, the inside knowledge. You got the up and up on this one. Not gonna see nothing up on my daughter.
And I wanted to say a prayer for Jonathan.
Okay, I will appreciate the prayers for Jonathan. Amen.
That, dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and we honor you and we lift you up, Father God, first and foremost, and thanking you for Mr. Jonathan, that he is covered and in your name, and that you may cover him with divine health, happiness, and wholeness in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. I believe the word of God is going forth, and that is with power and with might, hallelujah, to accomplish that and set that situation straight. Amen. Thank you so much, Sarah, for that. Appreciate it. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, it's good having you call in tonight. Like I said, it was kind of last-minute notice for me, but thank God Prophet Randy got the information out that I was on. So we've had a good night, a lot of callers. Amen. We still got quite a few to go. So thank you so much. Anything you want to share before you get off?
Well, I just want to thank the Lord for you getting back on and everything, and just thank the Lord for you shedding some light on what God has you to speak in this hour. So I thank the Lord for you.
Amen. Well, I'm glad that's, you know, that you said that, Sarah, because, you know, we all need that encouragement, and I'm believing God is putting me on the path that he wants me to be on to accomplish the things that he has put me on this earth to accomplish, and I definitely want to see it done. So thank you so much for that.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, woman of God, and we'll be talking to you again.
Okay. Have a blessed night.
All right. You have a blessed one, too. All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right, guys, I'm going to try to take some more calls. I've gotten this notice on the line saying that I've got just a little bit of time, so maybe it may be shutting me down. So let me go ahead and try to get another call in here. Let's see. Let's go to 951-966. And this is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Regina. How are you?
Well, hello, Regina. How are you? I'm doing great. I'm doing great in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gina's out in California. Praise God. It's not quite as late out there as it is over here. It's like 1 a.m. Hallelujah. So praise God. We just thank you, Lord, for Regina calling in tonight. And Lord, we just give you glory and honor and praise for, you know, I don't know, water tonight. I just felt the word come forth, the tides are turning. You know, the tides are turning. The tides are turning. Now, even if it looks like the tides aren't, you speak to the contrary waters and you say, the tide is turning. What was gone, what's coming is something new, and it's turning. And it's so funny because, I mean, I think about today, you know, how quickly that storm came up on shore. and just kind of had me out. We were out there in the middle of, you know, this area with, you know, little to no covering. But as quickly as it came, it left just as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thank you, Lord, that even though there has been a period of things just going, you know, different directions and a contrary wind blowing, as quickly as, you know, and it may have been, it was a long ordeal because that storm was, you know, whatever came on shore at us had been brewing out there for a while. But it blew in and it just switched the situation around. And the next thing you know, it was another situation. So God wants you to be encouraged, I feel, Regina. Be encouraged that as quickly, you know, that thing, whatever you have been dealing with throughout years, was brewing on the horizon for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And it blew in and it rearranged some stuff. But God is wanting you to be encouraged that as quickly as it came in and rearranged some stuff, that God is able to quickly go in and rearrange it and put it in the order that it needs to be in for his glory.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight that God is a God that can change things instantly. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He can change things instantly. It may be something that's brewed for a long time, and it comes in and it makes causes a havoc. But then God can come in and as instantly as it changed, God can change it to the way
Lord.
It needs to be instantly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He doesn't have to brew nothing up on the horizon for years to come. The devil does that. Hallelujah. God moves supernaturally, and he can move it instantly in the twinkling of his eye. That's the kind of God you serve, Regina. So it's almost like I feel like I want to say to you about the Spirit of the Lord is that even though things have come into your life that may have gone on for seasons and seasons, and sometimes I feel this way, Regina, like, gosh, you know, it took, you know, it was going on and going on and going on. Will I have to wait that long to get it right? No, you will not. It doesn't have to go on for years and years and years for God to set things in order. He can do it instantly. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Lord,
thank you for
you moving in a way of the supernatural. To let Regina know she doesn't have to wait for, you know, like when it brewed for years and years and years, for the manifestation of what you want to do in her life, for it to just go for years and years and years. You can change this situation in any situation you want to change in a matter of a second, a moment, a twinkling of an eye. You can set things in order. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that.
Thank
and
you.
Let her not be concerned about that, but just let her know that she serves a God who's a God of miracles, and he is kind. He sets things in order, and so we just give you the glory for that in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me. Don't you be concerned about time. Just know that God, he can work it out quickly as he wants, whenever he wants, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Excuse me. These allergies. Hold on a second.
I sort of asked if you can pray over all my daughters, especially my oldest and youngest. They just,
Your oldest?
And my youngest, Just... I see a lot of, you know, emotional, just, they're going through a lot, emotional stuff.
Right. What's the oldest name you want to give it?
Ariana. And
Ariana.
The youngest is Aaron.
Aaron?
Is my youngest. Ariana is the oldest.
Okay. All right, so Father, we just lift up Ariana. And I just sense that Ariana feels like a lot of weight has been put on her as far as, you know, things that have happened, and some of the emotional things that she's dealing with is trying to just live up to the place that she has, excuse me, in the family. And so we just break that off of her in Jesus' name. We just break it off of her. And, Lord, that she just understands that who she is who God calls her to be. And for her to be what God calls her to be and not be concerned about what expectations are of her. Sometimes expectations, you know, people, not that necessarily that people are putting expectations on people. It's just people, they're putting expectations on themselves and trying to, you know, walk it out, you know, in a certain way because they feel like they should be there. So, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're like that, you just feel the pressure, but it's pressure that's unnecessary because you don't have to live up to your expectations. You just need to live up to what God expects of you and not be concerned. Yes. So, Lord, we just thank you for peace coming over her in the name of Jesus, that
thank you, Lord.
She can walk in a place of just knowing that as long as I'm walking in a place that pleases God, that's all that I need to be concerned with. You know, I don't need to be concerned with anything else. And with Aaron, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for, I just, when I said her name, it just seems like a sweetness, a savor. So we just thank you for the sweetness of the Holy Spirit resting on her and giving her, you know, like a understanding that she can just rest in God, and there's a sweetness over her, a sweetness, this sweetness of the Lord on her life, a fragrance of the Lord on her life that will, you know, like when we smell like a particular fragrance, certain fragrances have a different effects on us. You know, a loud smell will kind of like, oh, do I need all of that? And then there's the other fragrances that are kind of soft and subtle, and they bring a peacefulness into an environment. And that's what I'm sensing about her. And so, Lord, let her just continue to, like, you know, just be in that place with you and let the aroma of Jesus just fill her life. We just thank you for it. We thank you for the aroma of Jesus to fill her life and to give her, you know, a sweetness that will attract the Spirit of God and Jesus to just do some miraculous things for her and for her emotions to be, you know, in that place and that she can receive the healing that she needs so that she can go forth and do what God has placed her on this earth to do. And we just give you glory for her purpose in the earth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anything you want to share, Regina, about that? Or you want to share in general?
No, I don't really have.
Okay.
Maybe not to think that. I think back to my day, you know, for my parents and their age, and just his mercy upon their life.
You said for your parents?
Thank God every day. You know, my parents are 80. They both have birthdays coming up. My dad.
Uh-oh, you faded out on me. I couldn't hear you. Oh, you must, sorry, Regina, you must have moved because now I can't hear anything you're saying. Hello? Okay,
can
now
you hear me?
I'm seeing him a little bit better.
Oh, I was,
yes.
I was just saying, I was just thanking God that, you know, for my dad, he's going to be 90 years old, like in 3 days.
Oh,
so
wow.
Just thanking God for his mercy upon, you know, his life.
Amen. Great. That's awesome. 90.
My mother will be 89 in September. So.
Oh, and that's only next month. I mean, next month.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, and praise God. Lord, we just thank you. Amen. We just thank you for these young people in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We just, you know, I said that, and I'm thinking, like, you know, in order to have continued on, you know, there's something in the spirit that's going on there that's kept them going and just living this, you know, out these days here on earth. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we bless her dad, and he's getting ready to celebrate his 90th birthday. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And her mom, who will be celebrating it next month, the 89. Will you say she will be 89 next month? Hello? Hello? I don't know if I lost Regina or not. It's like I did. Hallelujah. Yeah, I think she slipped off. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to try see if I can get any more calls in. Like I said, I've gotten the notice for the lines. They may shut down. But we're going to try to keep moving a little bit here. Let's go to, all right, let's see who I haven't gotten. Okay, let's go to, let's go up here. And y'all bear with me. I'm trying to figure out. All right, I think it's 225-454. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Well, I think I've talked to you. Is this Karen?
Yeah. Yeah, you
okay,
talked
Karen,
to me.
I'm sorry.
I was still just listening in.
Okay, all right, you're good. All right, let me just keep moving. All right, so... I got thrown off when I got 202. All right. I don't think I've spoken to 917263. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with?
Good evening. My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All
right. And this is, let's see, this is 917263, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you're my last one. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Tina tonight. We thank you for her calling in. You know, Tina, I don't know what you're facing, and I don't know how this plays into it, so I'm not really understanding what I'm seeing, but I just see like an outline of huge buildings, could be buildings, obstacles that are out, you know, on the horizon, and there's just kind of an outline, and it's not really like, it's not really clear, so to speak. I mean, it's not like the sun is shining or anything. I mean, it's just not looking good. And there's some huge, huge things ahead. And it's almost like, you know, you're at a position and you're looking out and you see these things, and it's almost like you're just a little bit intimidated by the size of these things. But I just want to say to you tonight that I feel the Spirit of the Lord would like you to know that do not feel intimidated by the size of anything, because regardless of whatever size it is, your God is greater. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight that she rests in the fact that she serves a great God, and that there may be monumental things going on. There may be situations that look really huge. They may look like it's pretty bleak and it's pretty dark. But for her to remind herself by getting into the Word of God and speaking the Word of God over her life, that there is no weapon that's formed against her that can prosper, and that no matter how big the situation might appear to be or what it might appear to be, her God is still greater, and he's able to equip you with the necessary ammunition to do warfare against anything, like David, who stood before Goliath, hallelujah, with a slingshot and a smooth stone. he was able to bring it down to size and be triumphant. And I believe the Lord would say to you the same thing. What he's given you in your hand is able to take down any giant that you might face. And he wants you to know you have been well equipped as long as you remain in him to do the battle. So, Lord, we thank you for it. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good night.
Hallelujah. Good night. All right. Well, we are here tonight, and we are finishing up. And thank you for calling in, Tina, from New Jersey. I have enjoyed being with you all tonight. I am going to call it a wrap. Thank you for being a part of PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. And I give God all the glory and all the praise. I pray that you all have a blessed week. I look forward to being with you all again. Please remember to keep PGN lifted up. And what God wants to do in and through PGN, Prophet Randy, the ministers that come on, and, you know, just let them, you know, let God know you appreciate what he's doing through this ministry in the earth today. I want to say good night. God bless y'all. It's been great. And off, Angela Joy from Georgia. Y'all have a great one. Good night or good morning.